Blog Talk Radio.
Book of Can we all agree that we've all been mind fucked and tricked? Can we all agree to that? Can we just agree to that? Fuck! Who fell first? Can we all agree that we've all been mind fucked and tricked? Fuck! Who fell first? Can we all agree that we've all been mind fucked and tricked?
You have to do, you know, because your obligations are first and foremost
But your obligation to yourself is always primary. So it sounded to me like what he was saying was he's going to do his passion. And
that's not his passion, though. That's somebody else's passion.
No, no, no. The magazine is definitely his passion. Midnight Design Magazine.
No,
what? Magazine
is not his passion.
Well, that's unfortunate.
He feels obligated to do that. And I understand obligations, but I think certain obligations should come first. You know what I'm saying? Certain things should come first. Like you want to be in a financial position first in order to break bread and do more for something that's, you know what I'm saying, been talked about in the family about doing. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, we as a family, we talk about doing so much shit together, open up a business, open up a restaurant. Well, yeah, let's get this going and this and the third. But nobody is financially competent and ready to fucking do it. Because, you know, you need people that's in, you got to get in place first. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's impossible for him to be in place financially and, you know, incompetent enough to actually assist in the family business. And, you know what I'm saying, and have not, you know, actually did any fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? You know,
I do.
I can't
but
think when I'm emotionally
like
hurt.
It sounds like that's what he wanted to do. It sounds like the reason he went to school was, but, you know, then again, I can't say because he said he wasn't going to work in the field, so I don't know.
Exactly. Because, because the thing about it is just, I can tell that he's under duress. That's some under duress shit. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do it. You know, I mean, I couldn't, oh, my God, I would kick my child's
ass. I don't know why he can't do both, though. Like, it's very possible for him to start a practice out of his home, and he can, you know, contract to schools, and he can be one of the psychologists that goes to the schools and meets with the children after schools at the same time doing the magazine. Like, there's just so many areas for a black male psychologist that's wide open. It's very possible for him to do it all at the same time and use one to increase the possibility of the other.
I don't think anybody in their fucking right mind in his camp off the rip. You know, I mean, that's selfish. That's selfish. 315, come on in. You're on the air.
What's good? It's me. It's midnight, baby.
Oh, my God. If I would have known that, we wouldn't have never said shit to you about something without you being here. I feel so bad. Please forgive me, midnight.
I
just think ain't nobody. Are you? Oh, my God, man. Y'all heard me throw my glasses down again. When y'all hear this sound? That me throwing my damn Cartier frames on the table. Like, fuck.
Nah, forgive is a verb. It's an action. I ain't forgiving shit, but we are.
Okay. Fine. Okay. I mean, it's the same shit. Like, you know, who mentioned it today? So mentioned it today on my show. My niece-in-law, okay? Graduated top of her class, Harvard and everything. So, you know, I mean, this bitch is bad. She's a scientist. The girl is awesome. Been to Europe and everything. They flew over to fucking Europe. Gave that bitch her own lab when she was 15, I swear to God, okay? She graduated, I don't know, last month, 2 months ago or whatever, and decided to tell her mom she's not going to further her goddamn career, and she's going to open up a motherfucking performing arts center because some nigga told the bitch she can dance. That's when Ben Carson and all them cats stepped in, which is a blessing. They stepped in and said, look, just let us have a conversation with her. That's
not
a blessing.
Not to make everything sound like TV, but that reminds me of the episode when Sandra brings her ass back from med school talking about we finna open up a fucking wilderness store. Like, what? No.
Ah.
No.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? We got some, you know, heavy hitters in our family that cares about our children as much as we do. And it was a blessing because we just couldn't, there was nothing we could say. My husband knew to stay out of it. You don't say shit. Her mom knew to stay out of it. She graduated top of her class. She was like the only black female in the Marine Academy at that time, her mother. Bad bitch. But, you know, it just don't make sense, Midnight. It just don't make sense. I don't understand. If you can fucking help me understand, Jolie understands, but I don't.
Okay. Dada. If anything, this is more of a plan C than a plan B. Now, I done been a child care worker. I done been a behavior modification specialist. I have all that under my notch, Queen Empress. I got all that under my notch. I only went to school. What the fuck is funny? It's a good thing I'm not looking in that chat room. I know the chat room is channel live.
No,
right
I'm
now.
Listening. Trust me. I'm listening to you. And I laughed at you this time. It wasn't Jolly or anybody. I actually laughed at you.
Yeah. Stop patting
Because you said I got all that under my notch.
It's a notch under my belt. Okay, well, it's a notch under my belt. I don't know how I said it or how it was how it was interpreted.
Yeah,
but anyway.
Okay, I'm listening. I'll just be quiet.
I got all that experience. I have all that on my resume, Goddess. I mean, come on now. I mean, if anything, it's a plan C. I had to go to school. So if I ever stepped back out in the field, I would just get paid a little bit more chump change than what they was paying me from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? I just don't like that world, but I do know how to analyze our children's mind. It's just more of a plan C. Plan A is to get Mystique Magazine on the merge to join with CNY Vision, but make Mystique, which is a global international magazine from out of London. So we can put the woman of color on the map. Not no motherfucking Vibe magazine, no Ebony and all them fucking European culturalized black magazine. This shit is going to be real. I'm trying to immerse the gods and goddesses. And that's why I wanted to come down to Atlanta. So, you know what I'm saying, we can really get up close and personal, and we can, you know, really let the truth be known. You know what I'm saying? I want to be the first magazine to it'd be like, hello. Instead of saying Mystique, it's like Mystique is just nothing but the disguise. I want that shit to be like truth. Truth. Motherfuckers, truth. You know? You know, representing
Midnight,
the woman
can I ask
of color.
You a question?
What's up?
It sounds like, and I do understand where you're coming from. I really do. But it sounds like it is possible for you to emerge the gods and the goddesses as well as the children. And not that many people have an opportunity or the wherewithal to do those two imperative things at the same time. But it sounds like you were blessed with a background for that reason, and that you were also blessed with that passion for a reason, you see?
But I'd rather do it through public speaking, and that's plan B.
Yes.
I also went to school for public. I'm doing that right now.
Where you get all these B's and C's from, man?
Plan A is bullshit. Come on, Dada.
It's bullshit.
Why can't we plan?
I've heard enough.
Niggas don't plan.
Silence.
That's what it is.
Silence. Silence, my king. Silence.
Niggas don't plan, right? They just do.
Nah,
they
fuck that, nigga.
Moment,
it's a plan,
right?
B is to make sure plan A don't fail. I mean, goddamn, like shit. Like, what the fuck is this shit?
If everything, if all fails, daughter, then I'll fucking cut my motherfucking locks. Then I'll fucking
cut
wear
your
tight
what?
At.
You ain't got to cut your goddamn locks.
You said that shit earlier. If you come down here, you got to cut.
You got
I have locks. I'm in the new growth of locks. You know what I'm saying?
What are they, 2 inches? How long are they?
No, they longer than 2 inches. They just,
they
you
down
know,
your back?
Not really. Halfway. They almost to the shoulder. Almost. You know,
I'm saying is, all of the man, you know what? This is some bullshit. This is why.
Come on, daughter. My pop's been in Ghana for almost 6 fucking months.
Oh,
taking care of business.
Okay, and what they got to do with you? And my dad has been driving another man's bus for goddamn 30 years. And
daughter,
they ain't got shit to do with me.
I'm the public relations coordinator of the magazine. Yeah,
man, they just gave you that goddamn position, man. Listen to everything under your notch, nigga. It ain't like you work for goddamn Essence. That ain't under your notch. It ain't like you was the public coordinator for fucking Vibe magazine or the Source magazine. So none of that shit is under your fucking belt. What the fuck are you talking about?
If anything happens to my father, it's all on me. Come on now. This ain't just his dream. This is ours. Come on now. If it all fails, then I go ahead and I look for
it. It's not going to fail. It's not that if it all fails, but, I mean, I just don't understand. Man, fuck, man. You got me being a little bitch right now in this motherfucker, man. Like, fuck. What the fuck is this bullshit? I'm going to get a beard. Continue on.
You know why
see, that's
I feel you
thing,
midnight?
Though, see, but that's the thing, though. See, you know. I mean, you know, I'm always with you sisters. I'm always listening. I'm all, you know, definitely when I say that, you know, the black woman leads. Her mind is important as well. It is. It's very important because every time we try to utilize our mind and become a great thinker, we allow the masses to control the way that we think. So if we listen to the black woman and let the black woman, you know, heal our thinking process, then, you know, maybe we can get somewhere. I'm not saying that. I'm really not. But, you know, I want to stick with the plan. I want to stick with
the plan. None of this shit makes sense. This don't make sense.
Come on, daughter, though. You said the other day the entertainment field is the shit. The media is more important. The media is what is important. I can do public speaking all over the United States.
I didn't say that the entertainment is the shit, by the way, but go ahead, I'll listen.
You said something in that fucking water. You said it somewhere in that Atlantic Ocean about the entertainment.
Man, you shouldn't even have that bitch rebuke the devil out you. That shit should stay in you. This is some bullshit. Thank
daughter,
you, Firelighter. She said, analyze entertainers and get paid. Is that, I mean, for real. Seriously. I mean, it's already saturated, okay? To be honest, the shit is saturated. It's, I mean, shit. And the only thing about that market, the entertainment market, it's a goddamn circle, and it's a tight fucking circle. They don't fucking play whole games. This is not church. It's not like you, and you're not even invited in and shit. You just have to sneak through the back door. This shit is real tight. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing but goddamn politics in the fucking entertainment business. If you ain't in the clique, nigga, you ain't finna get shit. You understand how this shit go?
Yeah, but we got the third world back in us, though, Queen. What the fuck? This ain't all about
you got what back? What you got back in y'all? What?
I'm saying we got the third world back in us. We got London, England, and
man,
Ghana.
Let me tell you something, shout it. I'm
oh,
fucking
here we
real.
Go.
Evander Holyfield had to shut his fucking little entertainment company down. That nigga sucked at it. Do you understand? I mean, then none of that shit fucking matters. Evander Holyfield blew $30 million. $3 million in goddamn 3 months trying to motherfucking jump off his label in Georgia. And the shit didn't, it don't fucking matter. I'm saying is that you got something that you, listen, all your little notches that you spoke about, your degree in psychology, you been this, that, and the third as far as whatever fuck you done caught, that's you. That is you right there. That's you. That is fucking you. That's you. That's your shit. That's your calling, nigga. That's your calling. That's your calling, sweetheart. Yes, you can be the public motherfucking whatever for Mystique and everything else for your family's business, but that's your calling right there, okay? And if you don't follow your call, I mean, it makes sense. Look at the chips, sweetheart. Look at the chips. Look at everything that you've endured, that you've been through your whole life. You're a product of adoption. Not only that you're a product of adoption or some type of shit, you're a product of goddamn seeing shit that the little boy fucking went through on Sidious, motherfucker. You're a product of every child that don't get a chance to motherfucking express their goddamn self. And about some fucking nappy-headed bitch on the page of your fucking magazine and you putting out goddamn beautiful image of black women. We're talking about these fucking children. We're talking about these fucking children. You fucking graduating in another goddamn couple of hours for goddamn child psychology, nigga. You're not graduating from the goddamn school of motherfucking mass media or journalism, nigga. Shit, that's your belt. That's your fucking calling. That's everything you goddamn said under your that you got in your notch, nigga. It ain't had shit to do that you motherfucker was a paper boy when you was 5 years old. You went on a paper route. You motherfucker started a paper when you was in the third grade and shit. That's my motherfucking calling. That's the shit I fucking did. That's a little bit goddamn different. I ain't got no degree in no child psychology. I ain't worked at no fucking social service fucking home helping kids. You did, motherfucker. Goddamn, that's your goddamn calling. You got too much of that calling shit. You got too many numbers to not to pick up the fucking phone.
True that, baby. True that. True that, queen.
That's all I'm saying. It just don't make sense. You know, I mean, I would focus on my business in that field. You know, finally being able to actually operate in your own with your license and all that stuff to actually help our children. Fuck adults. Fuck them motherfuckers. We got our children that needs to help, okay? Fuck them motherfuckers. Fuck these bitches that want to be models and shit. Fuck all them hoes. We got our babies that we got to save.
Indeed. Indeed, and I believe that's why I'm here. I'm here to help the kids. I always said that from day one. I'm here to help the children. But I'm just trying, I would like to do it my way, you know? I just like to do it my way and not nobody else's.
I mean, I agree, and you should do it your way, but I just don't feel that you should be obligated to neglect one thing that's your calling for something else that's not your calling. That's all I'm saying. I will make that second in my life. I'll just put that second. That's how I would play the game. I would delegate at my office in the space between another patient and delegate the Mystique magazine in my fucking practice, in my child psychology office. I would delegate right the fuck there from my office in between patients. But I damn sure wouldn't put that motherfucker first. That's all I'm saying. Look at Jolly. Come on in, Jolly. You can ask the question. I'm not gonna dignify it with an answer though, but go ahead. Shit.
I feel midnight because the first job I had in high school that was a serious well paying job was being a nanny, and then from that nanny I parlayed it into mostly being a personal chef, but I was primarily their nanny. And then after being a nanny for a while, you know, that's the kind of role I was into, and I worked at daycares, so my resume was totally filled with child care positions, and I have a background for it. I'm very good at it, and I do it very well. But that's not where my passion lies. And I hear the same conversation you're having with Midnight is the same conversation people have with me in terms of where I need to focus my attention. But what they fail to realize is even though I have a background in it and I do it very well and I can get paid well doing it, is not my passion.
So what is your passion?
Myself.
I think I can get through the children in another way, because the way that I tried to get through the children, daughter, didn't work. Because
it what?
People, it didn't work because of the people that I had to answer to, goddess.
Well,
so,
no, this is your own business. This is you setting up a practice. What are you talking about? Why are you stuck back there? You've moved forward now. People, the outside world respects certain type of fucking pieces of paper. It's a little bit different.
Well, baby, I'm not a doctor yet.
Oh,
I'm
what you got to go now? What you got to do
not,
now?
I still have a degree in child psychology, but I don't have a bachelor's. You know what I'm saying?
So okay, so what do you do with a degree in child psychology?
You can still get into. I mean, you can still open up a practice.
I know.
You might have to, you know, work under a firm, you know, a practice or whatever. I mean, it's more easier to work under someone than to open up one for yourself.
Why? I mean, is it some laws that is established? Like you just have a degree in it, but you can't actually be the head honcho?
Not yet.
Okay, until you what have a bachelor?
Yes.
Okay, well, why you can't work under someone? Work
I've
with someone.
I've always been working with someone and working under someone, you know? I mean, that's not a problem. That's not a problem. But, Queen, what I'm trying to say is there's another, I mean, it's an emergency red flag. If something happens, I can feed my child. I can feed my children if something happens. You know, I get incentives every time somebody buys one of my father's books with my face and my son's face on the book cover. Any book covers or any books that I've put out or have hired
okay.
models or whatever, every time that book is bought over in London
okay, can
or
I ask
in
you
Africa.
Another question?
It's
can
a
I
check
ask you another
in
question?
The mail. It's a check in the mail so we can eat. I mean, at least we eat it.
Okay, can I ask you another question?
Of course.
Why did you go to school for child psychology?
Because it was related to my jobs for the last 15 years. It was related. So I needed to get into, you know, I needed to get paper backup. I needed to have a backup. You know, I had to get a degree behind it. You understand what I'm saying? I had to, you know, I had to have a backup. I had to make sure that I had the degree back up everything that I did for my work.
Okay, but you're not in that type of, you're not in that field right now, are you? Are you working in that field now?
No, not. I went full time. I mean, during all the time. It
Here's
was,
my
it was
thing.
Part-time.
My thing
I
is this. When somebody, how long did you spend in school?
I spent in school 4 years.
So to me it's this. When somebody spends 4 years on something and finally reach the end of completion, what was the fucking point? You take that and you embark on a new road that still requires the same accomplishments that it took the 4 years for you to get the paper. I just don't understand it. That's 4 years.
That's
to me, that would be 4 years of fucking nothing but another piece of paper on your fucking wall, like the majority of fucking niggas, okay? That wouldn't any shit but a piece. Ain't no way in hell I'm going to school and ain't going to do shit with it. I'm not. No fucking way. I should might as well sit on my ass and do nothing than to spend time doing something and still don't take it and flip that piece of paper so it can bring me paper and it can help people. I just don't get it. What a fucking waste of 4 fucking years. I swear to God, if your ass don't motherfucking do some type of child psychology, I'm going to motherfucking hold you in contempt. Seriously. Cause that don't, that just don't fucking make no goddamn sense. It just don't make no sense. If the money's already coming in from the magazine, then goddamn, like, I just don't understand this shit. What the fuck? Go back. Goddamn, after you get your degree, go get your bachelor's shit. And in the meantime, be the, whatever you say, the project coordinator for the goddamn paper while you doing that. But get your bachelor's and then holler at me when you get that shit.
Yeah, cause I'm coming shopping in all eyes of Egypt. I need some ancient artifacts for the rest. I hate to use that word crib. I don't use that word crib. Y'all be playing the shit out of us in New York, cause I get so sick of hearing y'all saying that shit.
What saying what?
Then you got Jolie saying this shit. And then you know
saying
Jolie,
what?
Jolie is like put some vein in my neck, but I love her.
What's going on now? What we miss? What? Help me out.
Man, y'all got on. Y'all really been pissing me off. And you know it. And Jolie definitely know it.
I've been pissing you off midnight.
You've been pissing me the fuck off.
What the fuck
literally,
did I do? I've never pissed you off.
Literally, you been crushing me. I'm like, you know what? I ain't gonna call in. I'm gonna just
I've
chill
never
up
said shit to you. I never crushed your ass. What are you saying? You my boy. You my dog, son. B. Yo, God.
You throw more bones than Kentucky.
What are you talking about, man? Are you serious?
Come
on now.
I love the shit out you. I've come on now. You're like my left side. I learned a lot.
That's where I got confused. What is pissing you off? Like, what am I doing? Like, what is happening?
This happened on the Donna Corleone show. I'm done with Left Blank. I still love you, though.
What happened?
Wait, you're not talking about shit from then, are you?
No, that's Barry. That's
okay,
Barry.
Okay, good.
And,
yeah, I thought
what happened, midnight?
It was something.
Why when we talking about niggas?
Oh man, I ain't gonna even talk about the tricking.
Come on, man, it's entertainment. It's just what we're supposed to be, baby. It's an emotion picture association of America. Emotion picture.
Dad, I know when you get real. I'll be like, damn.
Well, real is the truth, though. If I say some shit, you know, I ain't stepping on toes. I'm stepping on heads. I want my brothers right. You feel me? Every last one. I mean, shit, it is some bitch-ass niggas out there, man.
I know what it was now. I know exactly what it was. It has something to do with some New York niggas and talking about lecturing and all these bitches.
Okay, and what did we say? The bitch you are.
Talking about bitch ass niggas, faggot niggas in New York.
Faggot niggas. I'm in New York, man. I know you ain't claiming your city like that. When do you step to the left side and say she ain't talking about me?
Nah, come on now. I'm a true East Coast.
When y'all niggas
don't,
y'all still claiming goddamn cities and shit. Grow the fuck up.
But you seem like you got a problem with New York niggas.
Yeah,
why?
Fuck New York. New York because
I don't have
why?
A problem with New
I
York
do.
Niggas.
I
okay.
Do.
You calling New York Babylon? But
it's in the Bible. What you saying?
Yes.
But New York is the new Babylon. That's where the harlot sit. It's in the Bible.
So Atlanta Sodom?
Huh?
So what is
Atlanta?
Niggas,
the whole fucking world has been defiled with her pornification. It's the whole world.
Fuck that.
I'm not don't claim none of this shit. I'm not even finna get pissed. If a nigga call in and say all Atlanta hoes ain't shit but dyke, I step to the left. That shit ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm not a part of no fucking city, okay? You say my name, that's a little bit different. Okay, that's just a little bit fucking different. You say all black bitches ain't shit, I still step to the left on that shit. Just a little bit fucking different for me. I hate when y'all niggas start repping y'all city and shit. That's some real little boy shit.
You ain't never heard me talking about I'm
yeah,
from
but you
New
saying
York,
I'm got
like
a little issue with
a...
goddamn New York motherfuckers like that shit is stepping on your toes. I mean, shit, like, what the fuck? All them niggas did come out of New York spreading that old sick-ass shit they talking. In Philly. New York and goddamn Philly and shit. Them sick fucks.
Spreading what, daughter?
That bitch-ass shit. That bitchism shit. I got a new doctrine called bitchism shit.
Midnight, the name of your magazine is it mystique-magazine.com?
No. MYSTIQUE, Mystique.
Somebody got one up already.
Is it Mystique?
No. Whatever you're pulling up ain't ours. Trust me.
Okay, Tom. Yeah, that's not
ours.
Even,
ain't ours. We are CNY Vision, CNYVision.com. That's our father magazine.
Okay.
That's the head.
Thank you, because that other situation was not a good one. Like, that can't be it.
We ain't cut the ribbon off of Mystique yet, but we have our novels.
CNY
we have
CNY Vision.
CNY Vision. One word. CNY Vision, one word.
Like the letter C?
Yes.
Yes. CNYVision.com, right?
Yes.
Well, God bless you, Midnight. I love you, my brother. And if you felt offended lately on my show, I would, you know.
No, it's all love. I don't want you to say anything. But
you know them New York
niggas
ain't shit, though. Be honest, man. The majority of them niggas foul as fuck, man. They foul. Be honest. For real. I mean, niggas are foul, period. All over the goddamn planet. And bitches, but the conversation is niggas.
We are some intelligent motherfuckers. I can't speak for all of them. I can't speak for all, but we some fly motherfuckers.
You're right. We all are.
On the East Coast, period.
Oh,
I mean, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere.
Whatever.
You know? And I mean, I'm getting up out of here, period. I mean, I don't live in the Rotten Apple. I live in the Rotten Orange.
Johnny say fuck New York. Fuck that Rotten Apple.
Fuck New York or whatever. I mean, fuck
New York.
New
York ain't been putting out nothing decent, nothing helpful, nothing fucking anywhere near reasonable for years.
So you're
New
talking
York
about as far as the what? The music industry?
Everything. Fuck New York. I can't fucking stand that little bitch-ass New York fucking ignorant-ass motherfuckers. They're like, it's like this fucking mob mentality, the whole goddamn state.
I wasn't even talking about them type of motherfuckers. I was talking more of the so-called conscious bastards from New York.
Them too,
bitch
fuck fags. Them hoes.
Fuck them hoes.
The fucking conscious
mean,
people
I mean,
coming out of New York are the worst brand of conscious motherfuckers ever. No. I will go to church before I let them conscious.
Hey, you might as well fuck around. You might as well go to church. You end up better in the fucking church fucking with some of these New York conscious bastards.
Nah, them
no
niggas
offense.
Talk fast. No. Ain't nothing taking. Them niggas
talk
fast.
I'm
fast
talking my goddamn self. They ain't fast talking my ass.
There's a lot of motherfucking lit professors. I'm a student of quietness. I'm a person who likes to listen. You got two types of people: one who waits to talk, the other one who likes to listen. Which one are you, Jolie?
I do both, and that's what you can't understand.
You can't do both.
Yes, you can listen and talk. Doc just called in the other day and explained how two classmates yelling and screaming at the top of our lungs were successfully listening and talking to one another. Don't limit me because of your limits. I can do both.
You do one better than the other. You got two types of people, one who waits to talk and the other one who likes to listen. A great listener can give the best.
Well, thank goodness that I'm a God and not one of two type of people that you talk about.
Donna Corleone is a listener. She's a great listener. Donna Corleone don't wait to talk. You wait to talk, Jolie. You don't listen, Jolie.
Because y'all stop pinning us against each other. That's that New York
thank
shit, ain't
you. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
I'm really sick of it. I've been meaning to scream on that shit for a
thank
minute.
Because
y'all been trying to pin me and Jolie against each other. And that's some old foul-ass white man shit.
Fuck that white man.
That's that
Willie
Man shit,
man.
You do Willie Man shit in your crib.
That. Nah. Willie
Nah,
Lynch
for real, though. Y'all been doing that shit lately, and I've been peeping that shit. That's some real foul shit. You know what I'm saying?
I don't put women against each other.
Yeah,
That's not cool
to throw
exactly.
another bitch name in the conversation. Y'all niggas do that a lot. Y'all niggas wouldn't even do
Wait. You go ahead and in the name of the sister love and bear rights to the arms of Jolie Ali if you want.
See, you just did it again. See,
yep.
I used you as a perfect example. I said,
don't use
Donna
me as
Corleone.
A perfect example, man. Just you know, no. I mean, she
why
ain't
not?
Even asked for one. Like, give me an example. Who
got
it better than me? Like, come on,
but
man.
Midnight, there's no point in, like, backing, like, trying to eat your words now. You've actually said to me that your problem with me is I try to be Donna Corleone. You said that to me. So for you to say you don't pit bitches against one another, that is your exact problem with me.
Man, I hate to say this, but sometimes, man, I swear to God, I be on the fucking Blog Talk Radio talking with a bunch of feminists. And I don't even. And I really.
How did we become feminists in this conversation, Midnight? Like, how is this feminism?
You just made self happy. Self guided, probably about this. Watch, he gonna say some shit in a minute on that. Go ahead, though.
Now, so self knows this shit ain't feminism. This is, I mean.
That's why
self
like coming
feminism.
On this bitch. We are not, I don't even know what the fuck feminism is, but, you know, I mean, I'm just saying, like, this shit got to stop.
Sometimes I'd be like, damn, daughter, you know, okay, I talk to you off the clock. I talk to you around the clock whenever we've had the chance to build, and you know my darkest. I've told you my darkest hours of shit that's been going on with me. So I don't hold nothing against you. Man, you know, when I tell the world about you, I told my mama.
But we know you don't hold nothing against her, Midnight. That wasn't the topic of this discussion.
It was you
hold her against me, Midnight. That's what I'm saying you do. You hold her high esteem against me as if it's not possible that my light shines bright. You act like because her light shines bright that it dims my shit. And I keep explaining to you, there's enough fucking light for everybody to shine.
I can't stand an angry black woman. I don't use the word hate. Hate is not in my heart. But I have a deep, 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 hurtful feeling within when I hear a hurting, despiteful black woman who's been hurt by a nigga, and we all have to fall face down on the concrete. Come on, man. Help pick us the fuck up.
Midnight, man. Are you suggesting I'm that angry black woman? Because I've actually said...
to the yes, you are angry.
But
and I've
what
said
I
it to you.
What I can't understand, Midnight, is I've said to you before that I'm not hurt. I have a fantastic relationship with my ex-husband, and I'm still friends with the other niggas I've been involved with. I'm not hurt by them. That's why I'm confused as to why you keep telling me I'm hurt. Maybe the hurt that you're hearing from me is actually the hurt that you hear in your own self calling out.
What the fuck is all that?
Well, I mean, I'm trying to understand where you get this make pretend hurt from.
That shit sound like some half man, half woman shit.
It sounds like we are the reflections of one another. So that hurt that you think you see inside of me, really you're just seeing in your own
you
self.
Hear this shit? You hear this? Yeah, what man. The fuck?
How are you confused with this when you have an alter ego? Like, you're trying to be confused about duality and there's no place for that.
Wow. Unbelievable. How the fuck are you going to connect me with your inner?
No, I don't have that inner. That's what I'm saying to you. That inner that you're connecting to me doesn't exist. That's why I'm saying it exists in your mind. That's why I'm saying maybe it's there in your life.
Jolie, I love women. You hate men.
I don't hate men. I hate bitch niggas.
Yes, you
niggas.
Do, Jolie. Everybody is a bitch nigga.
Everybody's not a bitch nigga, for real.
Sometimes we use that word kind of loose, though, for real, for the hell of it. But everybody ain't no bitch nigga. A lot of niggas, there's some good niggas out there.
I know good niggas. That's why I speak against bitch niggas. Because I know
black niggas. Yeah, because we know them. We know some good niggas now. Yeah. Thank God.
Yeah, praise them over high.
That's a lecture. We done heard bitch niggas so much on the show, man. That should be a goddamn lecture. The bitch nigga tour.
We wrote a song about it too. You wanna hear it?
Yes. I love that track.
Oh, I forgot to send it to you. When you ready to jump off your 101 show, let me know. I'll send it in.
Baby daddy, that's my shit right there.
What baby daddy? Oh.
Have you never heard me talk positively about black men, or have you only heard me say, bitch niggas ain't shit?
Self-gotta say he knows some bitch ass women.
Yeah, Nadia. We discovered that on the show.
Nadia.
I know some bitch ass women too.
I love Nadia, I don't know. It's just something about Nadia that just...
That's that New York swag. Shout out from New York. That's all that is.
Yeah,
make
New York.
Me pop the weasel down below. Nadia got a little... That's your battle right there. I ain't gotta confront you or have these disagree. That's the problem.
I don't understand
where this conversation
is going. I thought we were healing from something. Like, are you serious?
Midnight refuses to heal himself.
Midnight just don't like you. Midnight, why you don't like Jolie? She's a great person.
He don't like himself.
So I'm you.
You.
So I'm the reflection of you. Because
you
carry the last
really
breath.
You're the reflection
damn,
you
B-A
think of me.
Dreaming about me. What is it, Midnight? Can you speak for the brothers who got offended when we get together and we talk about bitch-ass niggas?
You light the fire up under Jolie's ass, and Jolie takes it to another level, and she don't know how to turn that fucking flame. She don't know how to put the fire out. See, you can put the fire out with class. Jolie can't put the fire out with you know, and hopefully nobody got any fourth degree burns and shit. You can light the fire and put the shit out, and I can look at my skin and I don't see no black rubber burns or anything on my skin.
Yeah, but we're not even talking about you. That's
you
a little
are
bit
talking.
Different. Like, I'm trying to...
Yes, you are. Yeah, I'm reflecting off...
Are you
off.
A bitch-ass
I'm,
nigga or recovering from a bitch-ass nigga syndrome?
Even the brothers who don't deserve to be called bitch, even certain things that are the topics that are discussed about black men, it ends up becoming a bitch-ass nigga topic. It does. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, I understand. I feel you. I feel you. I feel you. I do.
And,
I understand
and,
what you're saying.
And, I do. And Queen Jolie, it's like,
but you don't think that the majority of bitch ass niggas is giving y'all a bad name?
Yo, this
and it's really not for y'all, though. When we talk about bitch-ass niggas, it's just for the women to realize that there's a possibility that she may have one in her fucking life and don't even know it. So we want to raise our sisters up because it seems like all the good guys such as yourself are single and looking for that right bitch, but she's with a bitch-ass nigga. Like, you know, like, are you fucking serious? Like, trust me, man, I grew up in a house full of bitch-ass niggas, okay? And that's going to have to be my lecture until women be able to identify what a bitch-ass nigga is. And your daughters. And my daughters. God damn it, we got daughters. We got, goddamn, you don't think these women need to fucking know how to identify a bitch-ass nigga? I just told my son the same motherfucking shit. On the flip side, Jolly, you saw that bitch on my front page, right? That's a nigga?
Yes.
You saw that? And I showed my son that shit. I said, boy, I don't know what the fuck you going to have to motherfucking do. I said, that's your little girlfriend right now, nigga. That little girl better stay your girlfriend. Y'all better grow up and die together. Because there's some other shit here going on now. I mean, I have to educate my son on make sure that he don't fuck with a bitch-ass nigga that was a boy and now a fucking woman. Are you fucking serious?
No doubt.
Like, I mean,
I'm
shit, do you don't think that people should identify what's a bitch-ass nigga and what's a good nigga is? Like, I didn't have a bitch to tell me that. I didn't have no woman wise enough and old enough to say, girl, you're making a big mistake. I can smell him. He's a bitch-ass nigga. Don't do it, Seeley. Don't trade places with what I've been through. I didn't have that. So that's my passion, is to give bitches the big-ass fucking warning on what to look for in a bitch-ass nigga, and also little boys such as my son, because there's a whole bunch of them little motherfuckers growing up now with a dick but getting it chopped off and getting pussies and looking better than us now. That has to be out there too, Midnight.
Well, shit, I want to help you identify that too, daughter. You know I'm totally with you on that.
All right, so when do you get offensive or feel like we're disrespecting on some feminist fucking movement type bullshit? When there are women that cannot identify what a real nigga is because she got a bitch nigga and think that motherfucker is the best thing smoking.
Now, daughter, that's a whole other subject, goddess.
That's the point. That has been my foundation. That has been my subject. That has been my life. My life is not to beat down black men. My life is to uplift black women so they can fucking wake up and realize that you got to be able to walk away from a bitch-ass nigga. And you got to know that that's a bitch-ass nigga asking you for your fucking number. So you can run. I just think that, you know, that's just, it ain't enough, you know, going ham on black men. I'm not a dyke and I'm not a feminist, and I think you motherfucking niggas on the planet is the best thing that I've ever created on this planet is y'all motherfuckers, okay? It's just fucked up that everybody been mind fucked, but goddamn it, I think that a man is when he's with a woman, he should not be treating her like shit. He should not put his boys first, and he damn sure shouldn't, like that nigga said, open up her refrigerator and see no food in that motherfucker and then don't go put nothing in it. You understand? He should not be disrespecting her no matter how mad that bitch nigga get. He should not be disrespecting her. You understand what I'm saying? That shit is for real, man. We have been abused for a very fucking long time. For a long time. We got even 50 with his grandbaby crying, don't want to go back home because her mama is married to a bitch-ass nigga. That shit needs to be. We got to stop all this bitch-ass nigga shit. We got to put bitch niggas to rest.
Confirmed, Empress. Confirmed.
That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Because, shit, man, our baby's in danger. Goddamn, these motherfuckers profiting off of goddamn battered women's shelters, making money off of bitches that done got their ass beat by niggas. Are you fucking serious? Shit. Ain't got nothing to do with you, sweetheart, unless you won. And I don't think you won. I just, you know, that shit's for real. And I got daughters. Fuck it. I got daughters, and I got a son, and sometimes I see the bitch nigga in him, and I can't stand it. He's the only man in my fucking house, and this nigga act like every woman in this bitch should be slapped upside their fucking head. I'm not, no way. When you leave my house, nigga, you're going to have mothers jealous of my ass because of you. Fuck that. that wish they trained their son and raised that motherfucker right to only think of a woman first before he think of himself. Yes. And do everything. We'll climb the highest fucking mountain for the bitch that he's drilling. Okay?
No doubt. No doubt. I can dig it.
I just don't like it. I don't know why. I don't know why a black man has, you know, and I did make it general, you know what I'm saying, but why are black men, why are we so afraid of you motherfuckers now? That's just, it's, you know what I'm saying, it's just, it's not cool. It's just not cool. We shouldn't have got to a point we're afraid of you that white motherfuckers and put up little shelters for us and our babes to go hide and run from. No. Or that we have to go to some fucking white man and put your ass up for child support. Like, this shit here got to stop.
Been there, done that. That's why I told my son's mother, you know, you don't have to worry. I don't need nothing from you. He needs you. If I needed something from you, then I would do what every black man that done been through, which you don't want to go through. See, a black woman don't know what it's like to go in front of the court. I mean, you got some of them who pay child support, but it's not a common factor. It's not a common factor. But I would never put her through what majority of us black men have been through, the system of paying child support. And once that black man pays child support, now the master is in control of the home again. That's to keep the black man from taking care of his family. Once that black woman gets Medicaid, food stamps, or whatever, hit the slave, the master, the cracker, the devil, whoever you want to call him, whatever you want to put his name as, he is now taking care of his woman. Because the black man can't take care of his woman or provide for his woman as long as she's in that system. But once he comes into it, you know, so now.
Then free her. Then free her from it. Shit.
Indeed. Because there's no way that he should be limited to come into the home to take care of his children or to even come in, even if he's not in the position. And I'm not making no excuse up for a nigga. Nigga got to rise up. Wise niggas wake up, dead niggas lose. So, you know, you come in that house. Even if you're not allowed to be in that house or to sleep up in that house because you ain't providing for that seed, at least when you do come up in there and you look at them children or whatever, you find a way to break that motherfucker spell, nigga, and wake the fuck up and rise. Rise above all the motherfucking
matter. I think that Jelly actually gave a good point when Dr. Umar was on her show, a good suggestion, when she said everybody just needs to chill the fuck out. Stay to yourself for a fucking minute till you figure this shit out.
I love staying home. Work right inside my home, man. I hate, I just don't, I'm not feeling what's outside around me. These motherfuckers got it bad. Everybody got it bad.
I agree. I mean, I don't say anger for everybody, but yeah, I mean, if we can just get the ones that got it bad and get them to get it right, then we'll be straight for life.
My motto is family first. My motto is family first, nothing second.
Your motto is what?
Family first, nothing second. Meaning my household, under my roof.
Oh, that's family. Right knowledge. I mean, shit, that's the way it should be. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way it is. I mean, I agree. I just don't want you to think that, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, we on some I hate nigga shit, because that ain't it. If I hated niggas, I don't think I would be able to testify about how great some of you motherfuckers are.
No, I know you don't hate niggas, daughter. I mean, you know, I know the path that you that.
If I had to say something to all black women across the motherfucking nation or the fucking world, the first thing I would say is get that nigga off child support for bitches that did it. That's what I would say. That I've said it before, but if I had all the ears of black women, please get him out of there. Please get him off of that shit.
She can't, though, baby.
Yes, she can. I mean, you know how many hoes I ran with, goddamn, in my days, that put that nigga on, took him off, put him on, and took him off? Well, in Georgia, I don't know how the fuck that shit is, you know, anywhere else.
She,
but in Georgia,
she,
you put a nigga on, and you, it's like turn on a light switch and turn that shit off. You can take him off, you can take him on. You put him on that bitch, you can take him off that motherfucker.
The only way, I can't speak for the state of Georgia, but in New York State, the only way a woman can take her man off of child support, and if he's living in that household and he's got a job, he don't have to pay child support. But we're talking about the statistic of niggas just having babies and got baby mamas here and there and there. You know what I'm saying?
So what? Yeah. And that's not, ain't shit wrong with that. I don't think shit wrong with that because there's bitches who got different baby daddies. I don't see nothing wrong with that. That is just, you know, that's all part of what I call as above, so below, because the children actually choose their parents before they come here.
Well,
which is something that the majority of the motherfucking niggerhood don't know shit about, is that your children chooses you and the father or you and the mother to come together because they need that particular one-third of their DNA. They need each of that from you. And they chose you. Like people would say, our children didn't choose to be here. That's a fucking lie. They chose y'all two to come together. So, you know, I mean, shit. And as long as babies are being born, they say it's still hope for humanity. Shit.
Okay. All right.
Ain't shit wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with motherfucking giving life and so-called motherfucking giving life again to another bitch and then giving life again to another bitch. And ain't nothing wrong for a bitch to give life, a nigga life for another nigga and another nigga. And ain't nothing wrong with that shit. That I don't know when that shit becomes some type of fucking omen. But that shit ain't no goddamn omen. What the fuck is an omen is when you get pissed off and you go to some fucking white man and ask that motherfucker to go get the nigga that you fucked and had a baby by. That's the only shit. To me, it would be an omen. Should not be in statistics. A black man should not be on that fucking white man's stats.
No doubt.
That's my shit. That's all. That's just my shit. That's just, you know.
But they still, like, again, though, systematically, they still find a way to stick that nigga with child support regardless, even, you know.
No, the fuck they don't. If that bitch don't fucking take her ass down there,
Here in New York State.
Well, yeah,
especially
if she get welfare and all that type of shit. That is another way. You're right. I love fuck. That's why bitches need to get off that shit, too. Fuck it. God damn. Please get fuck off that shit. Some bullshit, man. They got a trap set for every motherfucking on the planet. There's some bullshit. And it makes me, it pisses me off.
It's the medical. The Medicaid that get a nigga. That's what it is. It's that when they pay for their child's Medicaid or medical bills or whatever, that's when they go after the father for child support. Mama ain't got to do, the woman ain't got to do a damn thing. They coming for you.
Anytime you ask a white man for something regarding your goddamn children, they coming after the nigga that so-called helps you get that baby. And that's some fucked up shit. I mean, it's a trap, and it's fucked up. It's just, I just don't like it. I just don't like how we're easily manipulated and we fall victim to the fucking system only because we feel like the nigga should do right, you know? I mean, the shit, I just don't like it. I just don't fucking like it. I do not like it, Sam, I am. It's over 800 cases in the state of Georgia where niggas are in jail right now because of fucking child support. Are you fucking serious? Mm-mm. I just don't like it.
Imagine here.
And they finna goddamn start putting some laws on bitches now, and that shit there is about to be kind of like a evil fucking even swap.
What is it?
I can't remember what it is. I read it earlier. I can't remember. I just can't. It's something about if a woman does something, she's going to jail. You know, some law they're trying to pass. And then Jalee mentioned one about miscarriages. if a woman miscarries, some nigga trying to pass a law that the bitch goes to jail for miscarrying.
Mm.
Yeah.
Or using abortion as a fucking birth control.
But, you know.
Even though I think Jolie says she's down for abortions anyway. I'm not going to touch that.
Don Napoleon is for abortion too, right? As you talk, see, this is what I love, Midnight, is that when I say the shit, it's a violation. When she says the shit, you all sit there and be like, yes, Gundada, yes.
Okay,
yes,
Jolie, okay.
It's crazy, Midnight.
Okay.
I think you need to listen to yourself when you fucking talking.
I was wrong. See,
I wouldn't tell no woman that's pregnant to get an abortion. I'm saying, if one of them little maggots get in my motherfucking belly, that bitch going in the jar. That's all the fuck I'm saying.
Go ahead, Midnight. Say yes, Dundada.
That motherfucker going in some mayonnaise jar. Gonna be sucked the fuck out with a goddamn Stanley steamer carpet cleaner.
Any woman kills my baby, I'm gonna kill her spirit.
Oh, whatever.
First of all, I'm going to evaluate and decide. I'm gonna use the five steps of decision making before I even lay with you to begin with. So if I'm good enough to lay with you and you good enough to lay with me, I mean, fuck that. I'm not gonna lay on dead flesh to begin with.
Never.
So basically, if me and you are fucking grown adults, and you end up getting pregnant with my seed, I don't want to hear that shit. It's your body and you do what you want to do with your body. So fuck that. It's my decision too, because
your decision was when you skeeted off in her. That was your decision, and that's
where
it was your decision too,
where you didn't give a fuck whether that nigga went up in you raw dog, and you just said, wait a minute,
exactly.
Hold up, motherfucker.
So it's her decision then, it's going to be her decision to goddamn it either spit that one way or the other, the baby will come out, by whether it's 9 months or 13 weeks later.
So
it don't matter. That little motherfucker is coming out.
Daughter, that's foul. let me. Word is bond, that's foul. Because number one, then I think they should give the father birth rights too.
After the birth, you get rights after
the birth of the child, not during the fucking incubation.
Yeah, because now you're bringing the white man into this shit. See, this shit like that pisses me off.
How am I bringing a white man into this
shit? When you said they should motherfucking give fathers the right for birth rights. Like, who the fuck is they that you speaking about? The cracker bitch bastard? The motherfucker that got us in this situation in the first fucking place?
Well,
evidently, I can't stand this shit.
Daughter, evidently he's going to have to get fucking involved if you're talking about you want to kill my seed.
Nigga, ain't shit in that motherfucker but a little tadpole swimming.
Man.
That motherfucker got to go with the rest of the goddamn back, the rest of the shit. seriously. I mean, that's just me. That's me. I'm not. I've done that. I told you, I've been having babies since I was 15.
I ain't doing that shit again. That's just an excuse to be reckless.
That's not being reckless, nigga. I've been fucking my husband for seven years and ain't been pregnant.
Okay, so that's not reckless. I know what the fuck I'm doing. Let's talk about the majority. Are you the majority or are you not the majority from experience?
I wouldn't know I've damn near experienced the majority of motherfuckers' lives as far as women are concerned.
Unless a woman's been fucking Freddy Krueger raped or incest through
No, there
through
is
family.
No unless. It's no unless. It just is what it is, sweetheart.
Mm.
I'm just telling you me.
Okay,
if I tell you that I've been pregnant since I was 15, motherfucker, that's it. Okay,
right.
That's enough. That's enough for me. That's all I'm saying. That's enough for me. And if one happens to get in this motherfucker and the universe allows one little goddamn child to fucking choose, goddamn it, at a fucking certain time of the motherfucking day for that bitch motherfucker to come through, that motherfucker going in a mayonnaise jar. That's all I'm saying. So I ask the heavens to never, don't grant that, nope. Don, do not want to carry another fucking embryo. Do not give her that shit, because I will motherfucking put that bitch in a fucking mayonnaise jar. And the heavens know that shit. And I've been having sex with my husband pleasurably for 7 years.
So how long is it before a woman cannot conceive anymore?
I don't know. That depends on her.
Isn't it 50?
I don't know. I mean, there are bitches that's been giving birth at 50. It depends. But I ain't doing it. I got shit to do. I ain't carrying no motherfucking goddamn little fucking gray alien in my belly. And no way. I ain't doing that shit. And the way the world is, if I would have fucking known, I wouldn't have bought no child in this sick fucking place. I wouldn't have done it.
Okay,
that's
well,
my
I can,
shit.
I,
that's my
okay,
truth.
Okay, well, at least
I can. I wouldn't bring another child in this sick fuck-ass fucking world, especially if it's ran by demonic-ass bastards that take your baby. You fight over that motherfucker. That's your child, and they want to stick a motherfucking goddamn chip in that motherfucker, and there's shit you can do, or your baby is forced to be taken away from you.
Now,
so, no,
you,
I wouldn't. I wouldn't. No
okay.
fucking way. This world is not safe for children right now, man. All these child molesters and shit, these sick fucks on this planet hate your baby, got motherfuckers fucking your one-month-old baby. You think I motherfucking want to goddamn deal with this shit? You got motherfucking coaches raping your fucking boys and shit. You got some sick shit on this motherfucking planet. Do you honestly fucking believe that, goddamn it, let's just say you and I motherfucker sit down and say, baby, let's have a baby. You think I'm not going to motherfucking say, nigga, we got to lay out the fucking odds that's against us right now, motherfucker. Yeah, you
right.
I wouldn't dare bring another child in this sick-ass fucking world. Cats and animals and all them motherfuckers is the most safest goddamn beings on this planet than humans are when it comes to childbearing. No fucking way. Mm-mm.
Can't say nothing about that. I agree.
No fucking way. That's why that little motherfucker be in a goddamn mayonnaise tube, and we'll wait till the goddamn planet ends and when we replenish the population. Then I fucking have birth, give birth again. But I would never do that shit. I look at my babies right the fuck now and be like, God damn it, a hair better not fall. A hair better not fall off their head in this sick-ass fucking place. If I would have fucking known, I swear to God, if I just would have fucking known. Mm-mm.
Jolie, I owe you an apology, Jolie.
I hate the sickness in it, and I'd be damned to bring another seed come through me. It's hard to protect your children in a world that everybody's out there to get it, be it your mama, be it your outside, be it the fucking law, be it the government, be it the fucking trees, be it the fucking bees. They just out to attack your fucking seed. That's too much work for me. That's too much worrying.
Yeah, because I'm ready to bust at anybody. I'm ready.
So
I'm
I can't
ready.
Do it. You know what I'm saying? Because I, you know, and I like my freedom. And I swear to God, I blow this whole fucking planet up if something happened to mine.
I know that's
you know what I'm saying? I kill innocent motherfuckers just because you in my way.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
And I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I can't do it. I got four. So, you know, I can't do it. I watched my mother lose her son at 12. I can't do it. I can't do it to AIDS and drugs and all that fucking sick-ass shit. No, fuck, I'm not doing that. I'm not living like that. I'm not living like that. My grandmother got a son that's still in jail. That nigga had to be escorted to a fucking funeral. I can't live like that. I can't shit like that. I can't live. I cannot live like that. I am not bringing another fucking child in this sick ass world to all the sickness leaves. So now, fuck around and put one of them goddamn tadpoles in my fucking belly. That motherfucker's going in a mayonnaise jar for the safety of the child. Ain't got shit to do with me. Child is safe as a fucking makeup goddamn tube on Beyonce's face than it is on this planet. That's my take. That's why. That's all.
That's how you feel too, Jolie?
Not entirely, but I definitely, yeah, I do. I do.
Well, y'all God in the flesh, y'all pick and choose. I mean, as so be it. So, I mean, you put it that way, you know. What can I say? You know.
Yeah, I mean, that's just me. You know, that's just my. You know, that's my. You know, because I know where the world is going, and that shit ain't pretty. And that fucking Bible. That's why I know I ain't no Christian. But that motherfucker say, "Woe to the mothers who give suck in the last days," and he ain't motherfucking bullshitting. Ain't fucking bullshitting. Ain't no way.
I think men, in terms of abortion and their views on it, I think if men are strongly against abortion, then they should absolutely do what you were saying earlier, Midnight, which is choose wisely. I think you limit a lot of these situations when you choose wisely. There are a lot of dudes who think, I know for me in my own life, there are a lot of men who think that they're going to force their views upon me because I'm a woman, you know? Like, we get involved, and I let them know immediately I don't want any children, and they try some slick shit to try to get me pregnant. You understand what I'm saying? And it's like, that was a bad choice on you, partner, because I've already discussed I'm not having your fucking child, you see? But you want to put me in a position where now I'm aborting your miracle baby because you had one nut and a low, you know, sperm count to begin with. So the fact that I got pregnant off your shit makes me evil because I'm aborting your miracle baby. But we already had the motherfucking conversation. I'm not having nobody's motherfucking baby. You know what I'm saying? Niggas need to choose wisely. You're not going to force me into a motherfucking situation I don't want to be in based upon your own desires and needs. You find a bitch that want to have your miracle motherfucking baby. But that bitch not me. And you're not going to make me that bitch. You're
that's
not
going to
make me that bitch.
Yeah, you're right. That's right.
Same way we can't make our motherfucking drop off $150 every goddamn week.
Exactly.
I mean, it is what it is, but I just... I'm telling you, though, the only way I like children, I really want twins. That's what I do want. And that was my only stipulation. If I happen to get pregnant and they are twins, that's the only way I keep them, because I want twins. I want to know what the fuck that feels like.
Take mine.
Nope.
Reborn them. Reform them.
Nope. I want twins. I want to carry twins. I want to know what the fuck that shit feel like. A woman was given two breasts because they was able, back in damn near 10 million years ago, they was giving birth to twins every time. And when I look at women with twins, it's something right, even though they say it's in their family. That means that genetic, that DNA stayed within their family. But it's a genetic defect when women are having birth or giving birth to one child when they were given two breasts. Two breasts is for two children.
Right.
Same way a cat or an animal has a certain amount of goddamn nipples because it's a certain amount of goddamn kittens
that's
or litters and shit.
Deep.
So
deep.
I just, that's the only thing I said. If in fact, if I happen to have twins, I would certainly keep them because then I know I have perfected my genetics as a woman to give birth to two because I got two breasts.
That's deep.
Other than that, if it's one, fuck it.
They run in my family. They run in my family, but they mama kind of like, man, I wish you could take my twins and reform they ass for 1 month.
It got to be in your genetics. I learned that shit too, man. It got to be in the DNA. And it all, you know, I did an article on DNA too. I really would like for y'all to check it out. It's called What is DNA or something, or What is Genetics? It's really good. I would like for y'all to read it. I think I did part one, two, and three. I think the last part, it actually explains what the making of a child is and how it is important when a woman is carrying and how important the DNA or the genetics of what that child is gathering as their RNA and their DNA information. That shit is important. And it goes, and I speak about how the, you know, if you, you know, if a mother does a lot of calculus or calculations, a lot of money deals, you know, work at a bank, and the father do too, that child would come out very highly intelligent. Because you don't understand, like, just carrying a fucking child is a little bit more deeper than that. It's a lot that you have to do. In other words, you have to devote 9 months to that baby. And that's why, that's another thing too, why I say there's no way I'm going to, it'll be in a jar, because I know what it takes to breed a perfect child. I know what it takes. It takes me to seal off from the fucking world to make sure this child comes out perfect. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Wake yourself.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a lot. And when the child is in the womb from 4 months, at 4 months, it hears everything outside of the mother. It picks up everything. And that means a lot. That means that the male or while in the mother's environment, that environment has to be right and exact. It can't be no bullshit in it. Do you understand how important that shit is?
Absolutely.
You know, so, I mean, it takes a lot because I know the formula to breed a perfect fucking child. So that's, you know, and I already know that my situation is not fucking perfect. There's no way I'm, because I want to breed the perfect child, but my situation, my environment is not fucking perfect for that. You know, and I think if male and female really think about giving birth ready to conceive a child, you know what I'm saying? They have to really be on point. This shit is seriously a mental warfare going on. And you have to be psychically, you have to have your psychic self-defense up in order to goddamn breed a perfect child into a fucked up world. You know, the environment has to be right. There ain't no arguing, ain't no bullshit around that fucking child. You understand what I'm saying? And that mother, and the father, what they are doing, their DNA will be in that baby's DNA. That's what I'm fucking saying. Like, you want the perfect woman, and if a woman, she needs the perfect man to give birth to the perfect child. Do you understand how important this shit is? It ain't just baby. You just want a baby, like niggas just want a car or want a new fucking job, and motherfuckers just get one. This is why we all fucked up now. You understand what I'm saying? It's like niggas have to be literally perfect. They have to wean out certain shit, and they have to be smart as a fucking whip. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't want to have a damn child if all my nigga do is motherfucking sit and watch games or play PlayStation all motherfucking day. If this nigga is not a doctor or a scientist in the fucking lab prior to conception and right during conception, then I already know chances are I'm going to have a goddamn dumbass child. And if I'm the fucking mama that don't do shit but watch motherfucking reality shows and shit, I'm breeding a fucking dumbass child. I want my child highly fucking intelligent, born with pure fucking intellect. This shit means a lot. Do you understand how this shit go?
Indeed.
You know what I'm saying? And again, if that environment ain't right, because even the environment has to be right at the time of conception. Motherfuckers don't get that shit. The environment has to be right at the time of conception as well. That takes work. That's work. That's called perfection. And so I made a pact. I'm not motherfucking, I made a deal with myself. I am not motherfucking, I'm not breeding another fucking human being in this life until I am a fully perfected being and the motherfucker I'm with is perfected and my fucking environment is perfected. Other than that, I'm not bringing nothing through me ever again. Unless everything is right. You understand? And then that woman has to devote 9 months to that. You know what the fuck that means? That means that's a lot of shit that bitch have to give up. People don't understand why I stay in the Bible. Because when they did Mary that way, they took Mary away from her environment and put her in a natural environment when she got pregnant. Even though whether the story is true or not, but look at the science behind it. They removed her even from fucking Joseph's ass. And the only people that was able to see Mary was, goddamn it, John the Baptist's father and John the Baptist's mother, because she was pregnant with John the Baptist. That was it. Couldn't nobody else go see her ass. That's how we should give birth and conceive. Do you understand how important this shit is? We're talking about an immaculate conception where everything is fucking perfect.
Word.
They removed her. Motherfuckers just fucking like that's just some new shit. Having, you know, baby. What you want, baby? Baby, I want a baby. Okay. You know, like, you know, no preparations. No, none of that shit. You know, so, nah, fuck that. We all came in. We all came through the fucking tunnel, and we all was conceived in a fucked up environment by two fucked up people off the fucking rip.
That's real.
We just really lost that. Giving birth, conception, and all that shit is pure. It got fucked up along the way. Niggas want babies like they want a fucking Snicker or some shit. A Twix and shit. Fucking bag of chips and shit.
Never thought about it like that, daughter. Never thought about it like that. Honestly. Honestly, I never thought about it like that. Definitely.
I think about it all the time. That's why I won't do it. You know what I'm saying? Because I already know I'd be hell on wheels. You know, I'd be hell, especially if my environment ain't right. And I know my shit ain't right. So I'm honest enough and truthful enough to know that my environment is not motherfucking right. You feel me?
I feel you.
Because nobody respects the pregnant woman for some reason. You understand how this shit works? The woman that's carrying this little fucking thing, nobody respects her for some fucking reason. The majority of pregnant women are bagging your fucking groceries, are on the fucking model bus, are motherfucking working, answering telephones, are lifting heavy shit, is doing all this old fucking foul shit. No fucking respect. It's just no fucking respect for her. You understand? You got goddamn police locking up pregnant women, dragging them down the fucking driveway and shit. I witnessed it. I was fucking there. Men don't fucking respect pregnant women. They don't give a fuck if the bitch is pregnant. Do you understand? So, no. There's no way. No way. No fucking. No. No way. No way. No. No way. No way. Not until this shit get right. I told you that's why they removed Mary. That shit is truth. Because you got to put that woman in a perfect environment for 9 months so she can devote 9 months to the child. And then what's so sick about this shit, how both motherfuckers are now, after you done motherfucking got the girl pregnant, y'all still having sex, belly big than a motherfucker, and you're fucking her. I mean, right. It's just fucking disgusting. Just fucking disgusting. What was the fucking point? What was the point? The
so
fouling the child.
So a man can't get any. A man is not supposed.
Nigga, there's a baby in a fucking womb. Are you serious?
Hold on, daughter. Wait. I'm just asking a question, sweetheart. I'm just saying, a man can't feed his baby.
Boy, y'all better get that sick-ass shit. He done already fed that little motherfucker. The thing about it is, why you think they remove women once they're pregnant?
In other countries, they do. They do it in Africa.
Well, I mean, you know what? Because of that. You understand? Like, that woman has to stay pure. And the act of conception or reproduction has already happened. That was the purpose of sex any fucking way. It's to replenish the earth. To be fruitful and multiply, that was the first motherfucking commandment. Be fruitful and multiply. You done already put one in a belly. What's the point of sex? That's why I said the man has to be perfect. That's important. And the woman has to be perfect. If not, y'all are breeding another motherfucking fucked up child in this goddamn planet. If y'all ain't figured out how to master that lower cardinal desire, there's a baby in your belly. Yeah, that shit is important. That shit for real. That's how serious I take conception and birth. That's how strong I take it.
Okay.
And the only child I've done, well, I did it with two of my children.
okay, okay. That one right there, that one is a whole nother.
Yeah, I mean, it's for real, you know. I mean, you know, it takes a lot. Niggas talking about, you know, you need to be conscious and shit. Niggas aren't really conscious of the to-do list and the what-not-to-do list. That shit is for real. Everybody want to go back to their natural shit, their natural way of life, but nobody wants to give up that which has already fucked us up. That shit is on the to-do list. Not get rid of your spinners. That shit I just said is on the to-do list.
So you just raised my level up. Never thought about it like that. And I guess they just, you know, they don't want you to have the perfect seed. They don't
ESP,
want you to have
ESP, that does not make sense. The baby is in a sack. That does not make sense. The sperm cannot get to the sack. Okay? That don't make sense. Yeah, that's what you were told. Yeah. Mm-mm. We're talking about purity. You know what I'm saying? And we're talking about sex at the highest form. Immaculate conception is fucking real. That was all that immaculate conception was. The environment was right. It was an immaculate environment. The conception was right. The 9 months was immaculate. You understand? The conceiving, giving birth to the child was immaculate. That's what that shit means. Ain't no spookism about some holy motherfucker, some spirit God come down invisibly and fuck the bitch and get her pregnant. We're talking about an immaculate conception. Everything was clean. It was pure.
Was,
you know what I'm saying?
Really,
they came together pure, with pure intent, with pure actions. You understand?
Overstand. Damn.
Oh, it does, Jolly? Jolly says it speaks about her environment in the Quran. You know, I've never read that part where it speaks about her environment in the Quran and how immaculate it was. But, yeah, that shit is real talk. You know, but nobody wants to live it vivid, you know. Everybody just want to talk that shit, you know. People have no idea what the fuck they doing. They don't know. The majority of women and men now, and even children, of course, these little niggas and bitches as teenagers now, they have no idea the art of making love. They have no idea what the fuck the art of making love is. They have no idea. Because it's just sex now. It's not making love anymore. It's just sex. And because you had sex, you brought a sex-forced child into the planet. You didn't make love. You don't even know what making love is.
Word. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Shit that I could say.
That's right. Creating love. That's right, Jolly. That's right on time. Yep.
I raised my level up on that one, on this one.
Look at yourself talking about damn feminists. Yep. If that's what feminist is, I'll be that tonight. I'll be that shit, self. Off the rip.
I can't see the chat room, but what up, self-guided? My motherfucking nigga, boy.
Yeah, like, there is a right way. There's a right and a wrong way to love somebody.
Well, there y'all go.
You know what I'm saying? I just think that, you know, because I think that everybody has gotten distracted about our natural way of life, how things should be done. We can't clean up the mind, in a sense, until we clean up where we got fucked up at, where the trash is at. You understand how this works?
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You got to know where it's filthy at. And then you have to replace that with that which is immaculate, with that which is our birthright, with that is what we naturally do, naturally, before these goddamn pale bastards invaded this our motherfucking life. When they invaded our way of life, then we gave up our way of life over for the invasion. And now we accept everything they give us as if it's a way of life, as if it's the right way of life, and don't even fucking know it. You know, don't even fucking know that we're accepting the way this motherfucker fucks his wife and treat his bitch and shit. As a caveman, he still is. So, you know.
I can dig it. I can dig it, daughter. That's what's up. That's what's up. Lesson well learned tonight.
That was a lesson, sweetheart. I don't like lessons. It's like lesson who you are, but we'll take it. You know what I'm saying? But I just don't fucking, you know, that's just my shit.
I just heard a cat.
You ain't hear no cat.
I did hear a cat.
That's right, Black Bones, because she would have to heal for 2 years after birth. That's right. That's right. I said, with most Africa, when the woman got pregnant, when the time she chose the second wife for the husband, then she would heal for 2 years after birth. Well, I don't know about all that after the second husband shit, but yes, a woman should. It takes 2 years, they say, really. And what's fucked up? I'm going to tell you how it's real fucked up. The first thing the doctor tell you after you have birth, you know, I'm sure because they told my ass and a few other bitches that your womb would be healed in 6 weeks. You can start back fucking in 6 weeks. And that's a fucking lie. Your womb does not heal until 2 years. It takes about 2 years. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They want to fuck your shit up. They want to fuck it up. Do you understand?
Right.
They don't
care
two shit. It ain't that y'all don't give two shits about us. It's them crackers in the beginning that, you know, don't give two shits about us and then gave the fucking 6 week rule. You see, and it happened to be six, too, by the way. Six is their favorite fucking number.
Right. We already know. Trust.
You know, like, you carried the baby for 9 weeks, okay? I mean, what fucking common sense is that? 6 weeks, if you carried that motherfucker for for 9 months, how the fuck it heals in 6 weeks? Shut the fuck up with that bullshit.
You early. You early, daughter. You early.
You know, so, you say I'm early?
Yeah, you early. You already know you early.
I'm just saying, you know, and bitches fall for that shit. I remember after I had my daughter when I was 15, fucking daddy kept saying, how many more days you got? How many more weeks you got? You're 6 weeks up? Yeah, you're 6 weeks up.
Yeah, niggas is thirsty.
Yeah, niggas be clocking that shit. You're 6 weeks up. What time did daughter say? When your stitches gonna heal? All that other shit.
Right.
You know, like, what the fuck is all that shit? Like, nigga can't wait to jump back in that motherfucking tear it up. No respect.
Right,
somebody missed that lesson at home, you know. Fuck taking the trash out. Give him a lesson on women and how it really fucking works. The anatomy of a woman and how precious her anatomy is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
My thing is this. It's not that I hate the fucking white man. Because the black man sold his kinfolks over to them motherfuckers. I hate the fucking white man because he's a fucking liar. He's a fucking liar. And that motherfucker is a fucking liar. He's a fucking liar, and he's a sadistic freak. That's why I hate that fucker. I hate his fucking ass and his bitch. I hate them motherfuckers. That's why. Because they sick with it. And they come out with these fucking books and they have these fucking seminars on doctors for doctors. Black doctors go after being taught by these crackers and they believe every fucking thing that they tell them. And then they set up some shit called motherfucking OBGYN and all that other shit. And they don't have no fucking consciousness or no discernment of half of the shit that the cracker done fucking told them. So then they tell your motherfucking ass as a pregnant woman that your pussy gonna be better in 6 fucking weeks. And that's not fucking logical. It's just shit like that that pisses me the fuck off. You understand?
Word.
Like,
word.
You know, I don't mind listening to a cracker, but I'd be damned if I take his word as law. Do you understand how this shit go? You know what I'm saying? I get my motherfucking degree from your bitch ass, but I'd be damned if I'm going to spread your sick, sadistic mindset onto my fucking customers or my congregation or my motherfucking patients or my fucking fans or my listeners. You know what I'm saying? Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. Fuck no. That's the only thing. And then that's my beef with black so-called professionals. You see what I'm saying? That's my beef with black professionals. They take they take the white man's words as if it's fucking law, and I hate it. I fucking hate it. It makes me sick. It makes me sick. I fucking hate that shit. You understand what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Shit on this motherfucking pack of cigarettes say, quitting smoking, it says Surgeon General's warning, quitting smoking now greatly reduces serious risk of your health. Now, mind you, this is on my pack of cigarettes. Remember, it used to say, smoking causes cancer. Y'all remember that shit?
Mm-hmm.
The shit ain't on the box I've motherfucking smoked. That shit just say will greatly reduce serious risk to your health. Do you understand how they keep changing up shit?
Mm-hmm. Always do.
You see this stupid shit? You understand? But niggas run with it. I hate when niggas run with what the fuck the crackers say. I just hate that shit. Now you smoking? Cigarette causes cancer. Not my pack, motherfucker. Read it, you bitch nigga. White man changed his mind.
Right.
Mm. I just don't like that shit. I hate when niggas go around quoting motherfucking crackers. I hate that shit.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. A lot of their literature.
It's just some shit. It's just shit, some shit I just can't deal with. But yeah, but that's the gist of Immaculate Conception at the end of the goddamn day. You feel me?
I feel you, Queen.
And what's fucked up? It ain't never been right. When was the white man right? Y'all tell me, is there anything that the white man said that motherfucker was right about? Go ahead. We got 20 minutes before the mothership take off. Come on, y'all come with it. Anything that the fucking cracker has told you that was fucking right, anybody know? Give it to him. Not even, he ain't even accurate on the fucking weather. But go ahead, tell me. Shit. Anybody? Can't nobody motherfucking say shit. Nothing. Desert Rose says, still thinking. Shit. What the fuck? The nigga couldn't even give us English right. He didn't even tell us it was a bastard language. We had to find that out from somebody else. Right? He had to tell us a bastard language. Designed especially to keep people under fucking spell.
Right.
That motherfucker didn't even give us that warning on the English language. Fuck him. Fuck that bastard. And I don't even know how the fuck we gonna still keep listening to these motherfuckers and quoting these bitch niggas and goddamn fucking forget the fact that this motherfucker's lied to about, what, 50 black men in goddamn Tuskegee? Talking about you gonna just do a, we just gonna do a little goddamn test on your little ass and gave all of them fucking syphilis and gonorrhea and shit. Just liars, just fucking liars. That's all the fuck they are.
Word.
They ain't, you know, just some sick ass motherfuckers. Ain't no way in goddamn rat piss hell or heaven I'm fucking with you. I'll be damned. Fuck that. Fucking abort my ass. I'll be in a mayonnaise jar. Shit. It's just shit like that. You understand what I'm saying?
Definitely.
I just don't like them little motherfuckers. And I hate the niggas that fucking believe they ass. How the fuck you believe a fucking liar? From the beginning. You know why I like the Bible, too? Because it talks about his bitch ass. Call him a liar, a murderer, and a killer by nature. And the wickedness and the evil of your father you would do continuously. I love that fucking book because it tells the truth about them motherfuckers. it curses they motherfucking ass. Crackers ain't gonna do that shit. Crackers ain't gonna write a book cursing they goddamn selves. Shit. They ain't finna do it.
But they will reveal the truth about themselves if you pay attention.
In action. In fucking action. And because they motherfucking walk and goddamn talk, that's the only way you'll know. But they don't give two fucks because, goddamn, the majority of motherfucking niggas love them regardless. They, niggas got divine love for crackers. Unconditional love for that motherfuckers. Love them so motherfucking much, they will fucking cut your ass off for them motherfuckers.
They say, I love my master because my master gives me nothing.
So now, you know, fuck that. I just, shit, man, I got babies, man.
This shit don't matter no more. I done said it over and over again. I mean, what can we do? These motherfuckers, this, they, you know, the way I look at it is, what's in the next chamber? What's in the, where's the next level? Where, you know, we see this. We see this.
It's goddamn it, getting, washing that cracker out your, getting that brainwash shit, brainwash shampoo. I'm selling that motherfucker. Brainwash shampoo, shot. I got a sale on it, two for a dollar, and the conditioner. Buy one, get one free. Shit. Got that shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
And I think that the majority of the conversations of black people to me that I hear on radios and shit and television or whatever you want to call that shit and on media websites is, you know, is to me it's an escape from what's really going on. You know what I'm saying? It's an escape from a reality that we can actually clean up. You know?
Yeah, and it says, and they throw all them distractions up in front of us.
Well, niggas are easily distracted.
Of course.
But I think it's an escape from, you know, it's just an escape because ain't nobody really giving the real shit, breaking the fucking spell of fucking ignorance and shit. It's just too much of that escape from their own fucking reality, knowing that when the lights goes off, you know, you realize that you still got a lot of shit you got to clean up. You understand? You know, motherfuckers, you know, just certain shit is just a waste of my motherfucking ear time. Look, Black Bone said, name some names, Don. You already know who the fuck I'm talking about. Shit. You know what I'm saying? The last thing, I'll tell you what, on the motherfucking do not do list, to me personally, the last motherfucking, the shit that I don't ever want to motherfucking hear again with my ear time is no polygamy motherfucking doctrine. I don't want to hear shit about no fucking Sekhmet and Maat and all them little motherfuckers. I don't want to hear shit about no ancient magic shit. I don't give two shits about that motherfucker. The motherfuckers realize they need to clean up their motherfucking environment. I don't want to hear shit about that. I don't want to hear shit about no motherfucking goddamn 19, goddamn 01 bullshit. I don't want to hear, oh my God, did I just smoke all my cigarettes up? This is not going to work. I don't want to hear shit. I don't. I think it's an excuse. I don't want to hear shit about no black bitch is single and why the fuck they are. I don't want to hear shit about no black men are in jail and why the fuck they are. I swear to goddamn God, I'm so fucking sick and tired of hearing all this fucking stupid ass shit. It's just motherfucking ridiculous. It's redundant, and I'm fucking tired of it. I don't want to hear no more of another fucking Cornel West coming out trying to motherfucking point a motherfucking finger at goddamn Barack Obama bitch ass for some old bitch ass shit that his bitch ass should have done his goddamn self. If that bitch nigga saying that Obama didn't fucking do shit for black motherfuckers, then bitch nigga, what the fuck are you doing for black motherfuckers, bitch nigga? When the fuck is you gonna do your motherfucking job, you bitch, you motherfucker? It's just shit like that. I'm sick of fucking tired of hearing. You know what I'm saying? And everybody look at Cornel West like he's fucking right. That bitch nigga ain't right. That bitch nigga ain't right. Nah, nigga, you don't ask another nigga to do your job, you faggot, you bastard. The fuck have you done, motherfucker, lately, nigga? That's my shit. and then you're going to say that shit in the presence of fucking crackers and knowing that crackers love black-on-black crime, you sick faggot bastard, you bitch motherfucker, you. That's my issue. Shit like that, goddammit. Say it in a circle of niggas and let one of the niggas walk in the White House and whisper that shit to motherfucking Obama's ear, you bitch bastard. Stop giving these crackers a motherfucking hard-on when you go in on a goddamn another nigga, motherfucker.
That's some bitch shit.
That's my shit.
No doubt.
You know, do that shit in a circle of your own kind, motherfucker. Goddamn, you bastard. You don't get points for that. The white man don't love you, bitch nigga, because you done spoke out against them, even though you got a whole bunch of cracker calling you now and emailing you, want you on their show, you bitch faggot, you motherfucker. The cracker ain't going to do you the same fucking way he do every nigga on the fucking planet. Defame your bitch ass. Watch, you'll see Cornel West gonna be up on some penis envy shit in a minute. That's all the watch, you'll see. Cracking on head, that nigga, that fucking white man is not fucking loyal to niggas. I don't know why motherfucking niggas still believe that he got to get some type of motherfucking cake and ice cream from the cracker. That motherfucker ain't finna award you, bitch. That motherfucker hates you. It's just, you know, shit like that just get on my fucking nerves. You understand what I'm saying? What they say, man, they put the fucking, the motherfucker created the fucking guns, caused turmoil amongst us, steps back and let us kill each other and defame each other.
Right.
And then we get to pick sides as niggas on who was right and who was wrong. Are you fucking serious? Meanwhile, the cracker steps back and got them throws a party and says, you see how good I am dividing these motherfuckers?
Right, baby, you're right. Amen.
Same shit they did to the black woman and the black man. Get that motherfucker a goddamn round of another shot at it. You know what I'm saying? It's just that shit. You feel me? Yeah, we about to take off, man. This is the last show until 12 o'clock if you niggas can hang, man. We got 4 minutes. You call in or Skype in. 4 minutes remaining to hear the next hour. If you are still with it, motherfucker. If not, goddammit, God bless you and heaven shine upon you. Your boy done passed numbers 347-884-9239. Call in or Skype in to hear the next hour of the show. If not, we love y'all. Y'all have an awarding day. Y'all already know, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, the Don DeColeon Show, Sleep for the Dead. Please believe it.
That's my time. I'm gonna end it. Got to get
oh,
my
Oh, yeah, and congratulations, graduates.
Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Much success. And make that which what you accomplish work for you.
Of course. Thank you, Goddess. Thank you, Empress. Love you so much. I love the whole leadership. You know what I mean? I mean, y'all my inspiration day and day. I be in school laughing my ass off. Motherfuckers be like, what the fuck is you laughing about? You know? I mean, it was my daily bread throughout the last few years of coming on the
That's a blessing, man. I mean, and y'all are my inspiration, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying?
Even B.A. bitch ass.
Yeah, right. I mean, everybody is actually an inspiration in some form, ain't they?
Of course. That's what makes the world move.
That's actually what makes us worry about motherfuckers, too. That makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
True that. Definitely.
So, yeah, but I know you got to take that walk. My daughter graduates. Actually, all my children graduate Friday, but my daughter graduated from high school this weekend, so.
Amen.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's a milestone, you know, like, shit, like, fuck, like. You know, she did it. She did it on her own.
Did you all choose Spelman?
Huh?
Did you all choose her college yet?
Man, I actually, my new laugh.
Yes.
This is to keep from choking when you got smoke in your mouth. You know, I finally mastered laughing with smoke in my mouth without choking. It's incredible, man. I'm getting good at this shit.
Wow.
But, yeah, you know, when we filled out the application, right, Spellman asked that she write a 500-word essay,
mm-hmm.
and part of the application and shit.
Mm.
So, you know, we wrote that shit in, like, 5 minutes, you feel me?
Right.
I knocked that shit out. I actually did the application for Spellman. You know, what, that's funny to you, Jalee?
I would have done it too, shit.
I did that. I'm like, bitch, you going. I pulled out the credit card and everything. Like, shit, get in there $25. Fuck that shit. I want to go to Spellman. You know, I want to go to Spellman. We finally got the recommendation letters and all that stuff came in the other day. So, you know, I mean, it depends on the heavens, how the heavens want to guide her. You know what I'm saying? I'm just, you know, submitting my offer, my request to the heavens. But, you know, if, you know, whatever the, you know, whatever the cosmos, you know, has for, that is the best for, you know, because I don't like to intervene all the goddamn time. But I think I'm wise enough, you know what I'm saying, in tune enough with how they really want to do it. If we just listen real good, it'll tell us go left, go right, don't move, stay there, don't leave the house, and all that type of shit. It's just being in tune, you know what I'm saying? You know, not second guessing that first voice. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Well,
so I'm asking if that's, you know, in the cosmos, in her Akashic records. You know what I'm saying?
We interrupt this broadcast for breaking news.
Eubanks reporting live from rapper J. Cole's recording studio. Around 3 o'clock this morning, his recording studio was burglarized. J. Cole was not there at the time. There was no signs of forced entry. However, the perpetrator did not damage or take anything of value except one thing, the verse he was featured on with hip-hop rapper Lil Wayne, Green Ranger. And a note was found in place of it that read, "You won't be needing this." Signed, the Rhyme Burglar. P.S. Lil Wayne, you're next. So it seems that the Rhyme Burglar is coming for Lil Wayne next. Local police and FBI officials say this type of burglary is outside their jurisdiction and there is nothing they can do about it. I'm Sandra Eubanks reporting live from WGAG Radio, Georgia Gossip News Station.
When the shit dropped, I was like 13, trying to get some bread from a mixing. Big dreams, think about a ripped jeans, bitch got a job. Had my Louis Wallet worth spirits getting robbed from my last $50 that I had left over. $100 in his pocket, nigga, in his left shoulder. Then my way, 5:15, Jaguar on the whip, kept my shit clean. Actually, that was my mama shit. But I'm driving around town in my Obama shit. Middle class, my ass took a get a take a gas, had to run the guns up the street and punish shit. But I'm headed for a scholarship. Little scrap game, but I got a lot of lip. That's why the bitches don't like me. They always wanna fight me. A dumb bitch, hate a smart mouth, most likely. I know the game, I'm an expert. Bitch, hype on choppy if my legs work. Nigga, I'm gone. Cause I'm at the crib tryna bone. And I ain't fucked yet, cause my mama always home. God damn, Lord have mercy. Please gotta let this little boy have herpes. So mama say I'm fast like Jackie doing a curse. Gold medals if they gave hoes medals. No rose petals on the bed in the ghettos. Wonder Woman sheets gotta sing in falsettos. Tall white tees can't believe they used to wear those. White folks looking down like they widows. Ha, but they was only kiddos. Grabbing 20s in the club, pocket full of Skittles. Trying to get the money was like trying to solve a riddle. Trying to get the baby cause I murder instrumentals. It's that good old fashioned Mark Jackson. Fuck, then I pass y'all Utah Jazz and you're born. I'll play nigga a Mark Maxson. Why am I not sick like a fucking Kardashian? I'm not asking white people, I don't need favors. I'm in the streets with the fiends, I done seen danger. My team major, we party like teenagers. I'm in the Green Range, nigga, I'm the Green Ranger. Team major, we party like teenagers. I'm in the Green Range, nigga, I'm the Green Ranger.
Let me get a mic check up in this motherfucker. Y'all already know what time it is. Turn your motherfucking radio up. It's the one and only Don Nicole.
So all my bad bitches, I can see your halo. Now it's me and my time, it's just me and my prime. Everything I try to teach them, they gon' see it in time. Tell them bitches get a stick, I'm done leading the blind. So all my bad bitches, I can see your halo. See, that's the eye of the tiger, the lion of Judah. Now it's me and my time, it's just me and my prime. Everything I try to teach them, they gon' see it in time. Tell them bitches get a stick, I'm done leading the blind. So all my bad bitches, I can see your halo. All the girls will come in, as long as they understand.
Yeah, I've been doing this shit since I was 18. Can't none of y'all hoes touch this shit. Y'all bitches been hollering 4 years on BTR. Check my resume, bitch. Y'all hoes elementary to this shit. Universal knowledge done master this motherfucker. Come up to my level.
All materialistic ass, common desire, stink, ugly ass. Vibrate low on a different level ass, bitch. We can't touch this shit, bitch. The best bitch doing it. That's right. The best bitch doing it is Kathy Lee. Put your hands together for the woman of the hour, Dawn Nicolio.
God damn it, man. First and foremost, man, I gotta say, Friday show. I gotta say it. Friday show, Neff was absolutely fucking right. We got sound. Y'all got sound over there on the YouTube. God damn, boy. You gotta humble yourself before greatness, god damn it. Thank you, Nefertiti. Y'all got sound on YouTube? Give me a one, because the name of this show is Testing the Don Nicole Young Show Sound and shit on YouTube, though. And, of course, I ain't got the AP yet. Give me a minute. I'll get in there. But great day, everybody. Hope y'all had a strong beginning and not a weekend, babe. We got sound, man. Neff shit worked, okay? I just want to let you know. Remember when Neff was like, let me tell you how I did mine, boo. Let me tell you how I did my shit. Yeah, well, it fucking works. It thank you, Neff. Thank you so much. Shout it. Thank my ears. Thank my blessings. Thank my common sense to consult. One of the baddest bitches in El Cologne, Nefertiti, surviving the game. Even though, you know what I'm saying, we got like an hour before we go into overtime. But sorry about all that shit. I don't even know what the fuck to talk about now around this bitch, man. Hold on, see if I can get an Apple Party on my phone and shit. God damn, boy. I was like, damn, this shit worked like a mute. The answer was just muting. Just mute the motherfucker. Oh, yeah, that's all I had to do was mute the sound, man. Great day, Mr. Godfrey. Great day, everybody, man. Great day, Twink Star, Mr. Paul Pearson over there in the after party. No, you ain't in the after party, nigga. Where you at? And you too. Hold on, let me pull up the after party. God damn, boy. Mute. I can't believe it. The answer was just what Neff said. Mute that motherfucker. Mute that shit. Mute that motherfucker. Hold on, I'm trying to ask the part. There it is right there. Hold on, I'm going on my phone and shit. That was the damn answer. Can y'all believe that shit? God damn. That's some whole ass shit there, boy. That what happened when you don't listen to no goddamn woman, man. God damn. Things would have changed. Y'all would have been had it down the Colby on show if I was listening to Nefertiti, goddamn. I've got down listening to Neff ass. Yeah, with a big head, that shit. Look here. Hold on. I got the, I ain't know. Hold up, y'all. I wasn't even really ready. I was just seeing if, again, it's a test show. around this motherfucker, man. Great day, boss lady. Hope all is well with you. Say, yeah, done. Everything good over here, bitch. Hold up. Let me plug up my phone. Woo. God damn, it's been a day, boy. Should have listened to fucking Neff long goddamn time ago. This is the problem here. This is why women are important. That's why women are important. They've been there, done that. They got the T-shirt and the goddamn hair. I want to hear what you got to say, woman. I want to hear what you got to say, woman. Okay. I got the phone charging. Hold up, Charlamagne. My eyes are blurry than a motherfucker.
T-shirt and the goddamn hair.
Okay, let me turn it down. Okay. Damn, great day, Zena. I see you streaming, baby. Good to see you, Zena. I don't know who else up in the after party, but I'm in the building. All right, man, what y'all got for me, man? Y'all got to tell me now. First of all, I don't know shit about what's going on in the world because I don't give a shit. I ain't been focusing and paying attention to what's going on in the world. I only been focusing, paying attention to what's going on in my goddamn world. And so I don't know what the fuck's been going on. Nessa, you got about 5 seconds to spare with a player? Just give me the world rundown or the United States rundown in 5 seconds? I don't know what the hell been going on. I kept hearing Zena every time I had to do something on Friday's show. Zena was like, I'm just waiting on Donna, just, you know what I'm saying, giving us her take on what's happening around the world, what's going on and shit. I don't know what the fuck's going on. Y'all got to give it to me. I don't know what the hell is going on. Thank you, Neff. Come on there. Give me a mic check.
Hey, what's up, Don? Mic check.
You in the building, back, nigga.
What's
mute.
Up?
Fucking mute.
Hey, it took me a minute to
It was the fucking mute button.
Yeah, sometimes it's always the simplest things. We overlook it. I do it often. Shit. But no.
Goddamn mute. Simple.
Just mute the entire mic. Our speakers. Yeah.
Ooh.
But, jeez. Well, shit. When it comes to refreshing on the world, shit, where do you start is the question. It's like, it's surface shit that's funny, that's going on, then it's deeper shit. We're dealing with gene splicing and changing and all. I mean, shit, it all depends where you want to start.
They're doing some
shit.
Gene splicing. Tell me the funny
shit
first. What's funny? I need to laugh.
What's funny?
I need to laugh at the moment.
I don't know. I thought the psychological mental games they're playing with the population is funny to me. Just watching these people go fucking crazy every time a report come out. And just the propaganda, psychological propaganda that's going on, that's what's funny to me. I don't know if that's funny to most people, but it's funny to me. Just to watch these people react. And you see their new trigger word, their new phrase that they're running with is the pandemic of the unvaccinated. Because they got to have a scapegoat. They got to have a scapegoat. See, but a lot of us know what really is happening around this motherfucker. It's that shedding of those who have the vaccine who are spreading this shit, but they're going to have to blame it on people who are not vaccinated because they have no other recourse because they're fucking caterpie out the bag. And then people will start questioning why the fuck did they take it in the first place. And that's already happening. That's why they couldn't so-called meet their goal because they have so many millions of people who only took in the first and won't do the second. You know what I'm saying? So they're trying to they're looking for scapegoats right now. So that's their new keyword, you know, the pandemic of the unvaccinated, and so now they're coming out with these statistics that have no really empirical data. We just got to go off what they say. In one part of, I think in D.C., they said 99%, every single person who died was unvaccinated. Then in one part they say, well, in this hospital, 97.8% of the people who died of COVID are unvaccinated. Okay, well, according to y'all, ain't nobody supposed to be dying, whoever been vaccinated. So if we went on the 97.2, then that means 3.2 are dying, and they shouldn't be. So, you know, they can't explain none of that shit. So they got to blame it on somebody. So that's what it's coming down to. And so I don't know. So it looks like there certain states are going to try to revert back to almost lockdown status. Well, now you got to put on the mask. I know they're doing it in California. You got to put now. You got to put your mask back on indoors, and now you got to do this. And so I don't know. They're pressing hard to find to get more people to come on in, and they can't. They've lost. They
is
lost
it the media
people.
Doing it? The media or what? I mean, who's
the media?
Behind
yeah, the media.
That?
Yeah, the media combined with the government, with the federal
and with
government.
The government, like, who's the face of the government saying all this shit? Fauci or Biden or who?
Surgeon General. The Surgeon General, the head of the CDC, and then repeated by Biden. Yeah.
Okay, the Surgeon General says what?
Well, first start with the head of the CDC, because she the one who called it, who framed it. The pandemic of the unvaccinated. So that was the first thing. And I mean, Don, when that shit came out, the next 3 days, that's all the headlines have been. Every time I go on my timeline, that's it. So that's their shit. So we're going to hear the media repeat that 1,000 times a day. The second one is then the Surgeon General pops up and says, it's because of all this misinformation. We're in the age of misinformation. So, again, they want big tech to do their dirty work, meaning you have to silence all people who are not for it. That's what they want. And Facebook, it looks like they're saying, no, fuck you, we're not doing that. Because they know they lose money every time they do that. And if we did it the first time. You know, we took Trump off because that's who you really wanted gone. You wanted him out, so mm-hmm. We took him out, right? We took out some other people y'all didn't really want, right?
Mm-hmm.
But taking down now all information that you deem is falsehood is going to hurt their bottom line, and they won't do it. They're not doing it as of yet anyway. So that's the push by the Surgeon General. And Biden repeated it by saying that Facebook not doing nothing is killing people. So
say what?
He said Facebook not taking misinformation down is killing people. So they said Facebook is killing people.
Misinformation.
Yes.
It's interesting because I got a message from Facebook that literally said that I was spreading misinformation. So what they're going to do is make sure that nobody sees. It's like going to get a few viewers, some shit like that.
Yeah, they want to stop the spread. They want to stop the reach, your organic reach from the thousands of people that are on your friends list, you know, for what they deem. So, again, they on that Nazi shit. They're going to informate the government is now administering a ministry of information, of truth. And they're going to tell Facebook and all these other platforms, this is what we consider to be the truth. Anything else is not, cannot be shared. You got to shut it down. And I don't, we'll see how, if Facebook acquiesce, if they bend over or not. So far, they
well, Facebook did, goddamn. I just gave it to you. Facebook said I'm spreading misinformation and shit, and so my shit ain't going to be seen around to all everybody and shit.
Right.
Low visibility and shit.
Mm.
So, you know, and it was that little post that, you know what I'm saying, they want to, Australia or somebody want to kick down some damn doors and force people to get shot, go in people's houses and shit, but they won't do that shit for the child molesters and all them motherfuckers, man.
Oh, that was a good fucking
like
post.
That.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, say it was misinformation.
Door to door. Yeah, because they want to knock, because that's what they do. They literally want to go door to door and tell people.
I mean, that's what the fuck you supposed to do. If you're looking for, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we got a child sex trafficking problem. We got a whole bunch of problems. You know what I'm saying? You're going to go door to door for this bullshit ass.
Right.
Infection you want to inject motherfuckers with.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But anyway, yeah, so they said, goddamn, misinformation, Mike. So, okay, so, all right, so that's the gist of it with these motherfuckers trying to infect people. With the government. Okay, so what else we got?
Oh, shit, I ain't been tapped in that much either outside of
yeah, but then we need
like
to hear
that.
From Zena then. Shit.
Yeah.
Because I heard goddamn Zena be on BitChute and shit. So ain't no
Zena going in.
I don't know.
Zena is a wealth of information right now. Like,
that's who
real.
We need to talk to then, or listen to.
Yeah.
That's who I need to hear from. Zena goddamn
yeah.
Anyone. So that's it. There's nothing else going on other than we got to wait on God to tell us, Zena. The God.
Zena. All right, okay. I don't think I'm on top of my head.
Well, shit. I mean, nothing else, man. Got some sad news, though. Shit. Man, Frankie just passed. Keisha Cole's mom passed. Hell, and
that,
yeah, man, I just saw that shit. It's my first time actually on SandraRose.com in 3 months, 3.5 months and shit. Of course, y'all already know Biz Markie. But when I saw that Biz Markie, I saw LL Cool J do a little video about his little buddy Biz Markie. And I said, ain't that nigga been dead? I thought that nigga been dead.
No, I don't know.
That nigga been dead. And interesting enough, that Warrior called me later on, like about an hour or two later, after I seen it. She said, Mom, well, you know what's crazy? I saw that Biz Markie died. She said, but I thought he been died. She actually said some crazy shit. She ain't saying like I said it, how I just told y'all. She said something like she dreamt it 2 days prior. That's what she said. She seen it,
okay.
Not dreamt it. She said she saw him dead 2 days prior to him actually dying the day they posted it.
Mm. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Something like that. And then she told my mama, then my mama said, you on that Tyra shit. You didn't get off that Tyra shit. Sound like Tyra talking like you seen that shit happen before it happened. Anyway, goddamn it. So, goddamn, man, we're going to have to do a Zena show then to find out what all Zena knows. It's probably a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree. For sure.
Did y'all still figure out or find out about all the metals and shit people are connected to after getting the shot, like forks and spoons and knives and shit? Nay.
I've seen it.
Now,
I've seen a couple videos. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, I talked to a white man about a month and a half ago, and he specializes in metals. And I can't remember now what he said because it was so long ago. Did I tell you now? Damn, I can't remember. But he specialized in metals, and he was he wanted. I was looking at a home, and it's his home and whatever. He just bought it like a month prior to me looking at it or whatever. But that's how I met the guy. And then a little bit later, he was like, "What you think about this COVID shit?" And I was like, I'm not talking about no fucking COVID, man. I'm not engaging. I have no comments. And so he started talking. And of course, he started telling me about his brother, who is a serious conspiracy theorist, right? And how the pool guy, you got to follow this story, kind of, you got to stay with the story now. So the pool guy that cleans the pool told him that his wife got the fucking jab, right?
Okay.
And so he told his brother that the pool guy wife, I'm going to make the name up, Jill, that Jill got the shot. And the conspiracy brother says, see, will a fork and a spoon attract her to her fucking head and shit, whatever the fuck, her arm or whatever the fuck, right? So he tells the pool guy, right, see if your wife, what up, Nick Bat, see if your wife, take your wife in the kitchen and see if the bitch get forks and spoons and knives attached to her fucking body and shit. And they did it. And
wow.
It happened. Right? Yeah, finally. There's nobody's video I found on YouTube or sent to me and shit. This is a white man and a pool guy and his wife and his conspiracy theorist brother. And it happened. And the shit started. He told me that the shit was all stuck on and shit like that, the food utensils and shit. And then he asked the pool guy, are you going to get the vaccine? And the pool guy said, hell no, I ain't going to get that shit. Now I got the fuck happened to my wife. I'm not fucking with that shit. So speed it up. He started to explain to me about metals. And sorry, you motherfuckers, I cannot tell you everything he said about metals. He worked with metals for a long time. And I can't remember which metal is in the goddamn shot now. Stainless steel, like refrigerator magnets. You put that on there. So he was explaining it like that. You know what I'm saying? But I can't fucking, somebody smart got to listen and answer the question. I can't remember which metal, like a refrigerator magnet, that's inside these people's bodies. You know what I'm saying? You know how you put magnets on a refrigerator? Yeah, that's what's inside their bodies. But I told y'all a long time ago that was the point, is to change the magnetic attraction. You know what I'm saying? Because you also have a magnetic grid in your fucking head. You know what I'm saying? You have a magnetic field in your head. So, and your whole body is magnet. Your whole body is magnet, is made of magnets anyway. And the magnetism, right, is supposed, see, remember I told y'all supposed to transform from proton, electron to proton to electron, proton, electron.
Right.
That's a whole nother magnetic, a whole nother magnetic transition. I'm going to use that word, transition, right? And that's what's supposed to happen, and it starts in the brain cavity. That's where your magnetic grid is at. And now all of a sudden, everybody who took that fucking shot, whichever one it is got knives and forks and spoons all goddamn attached to their fucking foreheads and shit. Arms and shit. And I said, they're trying to stop the transition. They're trying to stop that transition that's in the holy fucking tablets.
Mm.
You know
I
what I'm
see
saying? Because, I mean, it's not a Negro thing. Everybody is supposed to make that shift. You know what I'm saying? They're supposed to make
right.
that. I don't have the book with me. Nephew, if you got the book, you can read it to the motherfucker. I ain't got the whole time. Goddamn, goddamn.
You know I
got to
give me a second.
You know what page
it's
on? Yeah, read it to them motherfuckers again. Yeah, the circulatory,
yeah.
All that type of shit,
uh-huh.
Man.
I know it's chapter
and,
6.
And the,
I'm going to get it.
Yeah, I just remember that it's how do you call it? Verse 145 is where it starts at, because I'm just good at numbers, but not good, kind of sort of. But great day in the bed. And the best that I heard that one guy put a magnet to his vaccination spot. Yeah, and it went to, and that's where it was, the whatever arm it is, but nobody is actually saying which COVID vaccination company, you know something, the name, is it Pfizer, is it MoldRNA? I don't say Moderna, I literally say what it is. Is it MoldRNA? Which one of them, or Johnson & Johnson, which one of them motherfuckers got these people magnetizing goddamn fucking forks and spoons walking around like a goddamn refrigerator and shit? That's what we need to find out. Great day, Zena. Zena, I don't know if you have time, sweetheart, but, you know, we're about to go to overtime about 30 seconds or 30 minutes and shit. But if you got time, just give me a rundown of everything that you know, not just about, not only about, you know what I'm saying, the COVID shit, but everything else that you've been doing your millions of hours of beat you and shit. That's what I want to know. I want to know what you got, baby. Hold on, man. I keep clicking on the wrong shit. And great day, Taekwondo. Hope all is well with you. I don't know who else is here. Great day, Star Dancer. How you and the fellas doing? Your son, sweetheart. Great day. Look at graphene. Is that what they're saying it is? Okay, you can't right now. That's fine. Paul, is that what you're saying? Graphite, graphene? Is that what y'all saying? that they done put inside these people. Man, these some goddamn treacherous motherfuckers, man. And like Neff said, what Neff told me earlier, my nerves are bad. What Neff told me, Neff said some shit like, they calling it the non-vaccine pandemic now. That's some funny shit. All the motherfuckers ain't vaccinated and shit. It's a pandemic. That's what it is now. I'm going to get faster.
What are they trying to say? Yes. Because everybody, they try to say so-called is dying, hospitalized, is unvaccinated. That's bullshit. Because what they're doing, they're trying to cover.
Stop lying.
Yeah, they lying. They trying to cover for what they and you gotta love the little cute words they use. They're covering for what they call the breakthrough infections. Breakthrough infections are people who got both shots, but they still turning up with coming up with that shit and they getting sick. But they're calling it a rare breakthrough infections. They're trying to cover that.
Oh, they're making it rare. Like they've been giving everybody the COVID shot for over 100 years, and this is rare now.
Right.
This has never been seen before.
Okay.
In the billions of lives we've been vaccinated in 100 years, giving them the same shit. Like, yo, I got this shit ain't got there, rare motherfucker.
Right. Rare breakthrough. Please.
A rare
Let's
breakthrough
stop lying.
My ass.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's a test.
Yeah.
It's a goddamn test, man. If you tell me, motherfucker, this is a test. This is not the real deal. Come here. Let me shoot you in your arm. We're just testing you, motherfuckers. See what happens. They got that little site that you go on and shit, and you can type in all the different deaths and reactions and everything. You know that site I'm talking about? Bars or Vares?
Vares. Yeah.
Yeah, Vares and shit. I went on that damn site about 2 months ago. They make it complicated because before you get to the real stats and shit, you got to, like, check certain bars, check a whole bunch of different shit. So I just end up screenshotting it and sending it to Doc and say, Doc, you got time for this shit. Check them boxes and find out about, you know what I'm saying, the response of different manufacturers for the COVID from it.
Right.
He never did, though. He'll cancel. Cancel don't do shit.
Most of them taking that Pfizer. That is the most used one thus far of the four.
Yeah, that's the one they was advertising the shit out of, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember that the head of Pfizer or the guy who sits on the board is a former FDA official, if I'm not mistaken. FDA now sits on the board.
But even the CEO of Pfizer said that motherfucker ain't finna take that shit.
Remember that.
Yo, out his own goddamn mouth said, I ain't taking that shit, but y'all motherfucker gonna take that shit. Fuck I look like.
Talking about, there's more important more people than me right now.
Oh, no, motherfucker. Get high off your own supply, bitch. The fuck? And I bet you these dumbass people fell for it, too. No, we the one that really need it. Motherfucker ain't human then? This nigga ain't human?
Mm.
The fuck?
Right. So he doing something where he can't get infected that he can let all these other people take it before he.
So he ain't part of the non-vax pandemic then now? The CEO of Pfizer. They ain't talking about him. They just talking about everybody else then.
Right.
That's some funny ass shit, though. All right, what you got, Godfrey? You thought they pulled Johnson & Johnson because he's making people sick. Did they pull it? Somebody let me know.
They ain't pulled it because they found out with these this heart inflammation that is in these young people that's taking it. They getting these this heart disease, whatever it's called, that they say it's treatable. Don't worry if your heart becomes two times as big. It's treatable. But,
shit. Wait a minute. Slow down, Neff. This is Johnson & Johnson shit, right? And so young people, when they got that shit and their heart swelling up, they done got heart and they got fat as fuck. Heart weigh heavy.
That's what it really means.
Don't let your heart weigh heavy. This motherfucker fat as fuck now. So how the hell, so what they're saying to them, don't worry about it if your heart is three times the size that it's supposed to be.
Right, it's treatable. We'll treat you. Don't worry. It's rare. Everything is rare.
God
fuck up is
damn.
Rare. It's just it's a rare thing.
The fuck is rare. This y'all first time doing this fuck ass shit.
See that? You see how you just asked a simple question? Stated a simple fact? The people won't even think. Yes, yeah, the first
man.
Time.
When you scared of something, man, you'll wear a condom like a dumbass. So that's just how it is. When they scare the shit out of you, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Out of enough people, you put on the plastic goddamn shit that got holes in it that breathes, and you can still catch AIDS and all types of shit with it if you're scared.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You'll do whatever they say if you're
whatever.
Afraid. Just like a bank robbery. We were robbing a bank right now, and everybody that's listening to the show is at the bank. And 20 of you motherfuckers work there. And we got the guns. You going to do everything. Get naked. Take your goddamn clothes off. Take them off right the fuck now. You, put the clothes in the bag. Everybody empty your fucking cell phones in the bag. You'll do it. You'll do whatever the fuck I say if you scared.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Even though it don't make sense. You don't even know if the gun is loaded. You know nothing.
Ooh.
All you know is what the fuck I'm telling you. All you know, I will kill you, and you believe it. You're going to fucking die if you don't got this. Put your head down. Put your head fucking down. Don't look at me. Look at me, I'll shoot you. So, you know, it's like people are, yeah, when they're afraid, man, they scared, man. And they watch too much of the goddamn television.
That's all
they watch too much goddamn of the news, the media, all that fucking shit. They little 5 o'clock news, they 6 o'clock news, they 10 o'clock news, the radio news and shit.
Right.
Man, all they doing is creating fear.
Yes.
We
Come
know
on,
that.
God.
Now, we all
Thank
know
God.
That. But what I'm getting at is the fact that, and people are afraid, they are doing exactly what the fuck they say do. Just like that mad shit. They knew it. Stay your ass in the house. They did it. I can't go out there. God damn, it's a virus out there. You know what I'm saying?
They terrified, huh? Delta variant. They got the Delta plus variant.
Wait a minute, now. What
I'm
the
not
fuck
making
are those?
This up. These are
no,
the
I'm not
new
asking
variants.
You, what is it? Variants
this
of what?
Of COVID, supposedly. These are the mutations, right? The Delta virus, the Delta plus virus. Listen to this one. The Delta plus double whammy. This is double whammy. Then the Lambda, and then the Lambda variant and everything. See, I said this some while back. These motherfuckers who have the shot are the variant. They're the variant. They're the ones who creating the fucking, the shit mutating. Because who knows that, you know, how it's reacting with their body, what putting out. We already know that the shedding is real. They're the walking variant. Stay away from they asses. Right? So they just inundating them with that shit. And they, like you said, they just locking them up with fear. All these new ones. It's a new one. Shit don't mutate that fast in nature. Viruses don't mutate that fast in nature. Just from my observation through the years, if that's the case, why there wasn't tons of Ebola variances? Why there wasn't hella variants of chickenpox during our day for the thousands of millions of children who had it? I happened to be one of them when I was a child. Why wasn't there so many variants popping up every 3-4 weeks, every month, every couple months? If a virus, you know, these viruses are so intelligent, which we know they do have a level of intellect, but they're mutating way too fast. If it's real, which I, you know, but who knows?
They making that shit up? Nah, that shit is real, though, that the variant. Yeah,
right.
Those are those that, and see, they ain't calling the variant a rare, is it? That's what they expected to fucking happen.
Right.
Fucking mutation. These motherfuckers. Now, when you were saying it, man, all I kept thinking of, this is how, and I've never actually finished, no such thing as you can finish The Walking Dead, I swear. They're going to fucking do this shit like soap operas. God, we're going to die and our great-great-grandchildren are going to be watching The Walking fucking Dead. It's going to be here forever. But that's all I keep thinking of, because now they're mutating. according to what you're saying.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that means that they can actually infect others quick, fast, in a fucking hurry.
Yes. See,
you know what I'm saying?
They won't tell them. How is this one more transmissible? The people are the walking mutation. They are the variant. They out there mingling and shit. Now they don't have none of that shit on. Right, whatever the case may be, whatever.
Man, they got that shit. They got the package. This is a motherfucker.
Yes.
They got the package, man. Everybody about to be eating brains and shit, man. This shit here about to get crazy than a motherfucker, man. Like, God damn. I got to goddamn activate my Amazon account once again.
Right.
The fuck?
You know, get my Prime going.
God damn. Hell yeah, man. Build a goddamn big-ass goddamn gate. And shit around my goddamn house and shit, man. I have to goddamn start wearing guns for real, man. And goddamn hammers. Walking around with a hammer and shit. Busting in their motherfucking head for this shit.
Too fast.
Yeah,
this
some strange ass shit here.
Right.
This some strange ass shit.
Right.
What up, IB? Great day, man. You miss me, man. You miss me, IB. Anybody miss me? Anybody missing, man? I know Taekwondo, dude. That's one Taekwondo, like, this, you know, they niggas be missing me and shit. And we be right there together and shit. That nigga be like, he missed me and shit. I'm like, nigga, you didn't even get the pussy yet, man. That shit don't work yet, right? He didn't get the pussy yet, baby. God damn. Anyway, I digress. Okay, so we got the Delta. Did y'all know about that Delta shit? Now for talking. Did y'all know about the Delta?
Right.
Yay, nay.
That's the shit they said came out of India, right? Because that's when the India shit popped up. And see, they don't question shit. Why India? India is, like Africa, one of the most...
Gellified Negroes. They black devils.
Right?
That's why.
And they're hella tested, meaning that they are guinea pigs, big time, in that country.
They always go to them Indian-looking-ass motherfuckers, them African niggas, the black hue-ass niggas. They always go there. You know what I'm saying? They the one that fucked up the uterus, the dicks, and all that type of shit. They hit them up. Gave them all types of so-called vaccinations, and now they hemorrhaging and shit.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they always use it because nothing ever happens to niggas until people of color, people of melanin.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing happens to people of melanin until you let the devil in.
Mm. It is.
Yep. Yeah, man, the devil will tell you about some shit that you don't even need, and you'll goddamn do it. You'll buy it. You know what I'm saying? Life was good. Yeah, I saw how they came into Africa, which is heavy melanated Negroes, melanated people, and India, heavy melanated people, and Haiti, heavy melanated people. You know what I'm saying? And all the rest of the spots. Yeah.
Ow.
You know what I'm saying? And created sickness and diseases, gave them that shit by simply saying a vaccine. Their children ain't come out right. Y'all thought that autism was bad, getting the vaccine. Wait until after, you know, y'all copulate after this vaccine.
Ooh,
see what happens to your fucking kids.
Right,
yeah, man, and
right.
I keep telling y'all, I told y'all a long time ago, y'all called me heartless and a dirty fucking bitch, man, but look here, I told y'all a long time ago, man, these babies are coming out looking fucked up, and I still ain't figured it out yet, but it's because of these new vaccines they're giving these babies. They come with problems now, you know what I'm saying? They got real problems. They got old people problems and shit, babies, you know what I'm saying? So with this, the nanobite, the nanobot, whatever the fuck it is, how it consumed the sperm and went straight after the fucking egg. It consumed the sperm and went straight after the fucking egg. You hear me?
Yes.
Remember that? The vaccine. The vaccine. The nanobite.
Right.
The shit.
Yes.
Yeah. It went, Yeah, they showed the sperm and the egg, and the motherfucking nanobite from the vaccine swam right to the sperm, took over the fucking sperm, destroyed the sperm, became the sperm, and then went after the egg and fertilized what y'all could call fertilizing the fucking egg. These babies gonna come out fucked up, man.
Yeah.
Yep, and that's for the and see, if even if the female don't get vaccinated and the male does and they have sex, you got to be telling y'all stop fucking, but y'all don't want to listen to me. I told y'all stop fucking. You know what I'm saying? Because this shit here, they going to get you one way or the other. They coming
right
for you. So even if, you know what I'm saying, you and your nigga ain't vaccinated, they still got the goddamn Delta 1, 2, and 3 variants coming out of your fucking ass. You going to get this. Y'all can stop
right
fucking and be like, hey, we got to stop fucking. We too small. God damn it. But then you still out here with these goddamn variants. I hear with Ethereum. What's up, Ethereum? Forevermore. What up, Ethereum?
Right.
Yeah.
Doc, they was talking about that Delta shit in India for at least a good 3 weeks. Why didn't the global community shut down India and say no one is to travel to and fro? They just let say, oh, it's just a mad variant running through India. They didn't shut down shit with no, you know, you can't leave, with no isolation for them. So if that shit was real, then they let that shit spread. They wanted to go cross border. But now, like I said, now they got Delta variant plus, Delta variant double whammy. And
sound like
Lambda.
A new goddamn, a new seating arrangement on Delta Airlines or something. Delta plus.
Delta plus.
Why do they call it Delta for? No, because ain't that a Greek alphabet? Alphabet,
yes.
Beta, Delta, Zeta. It's a D, right?
Yes.
Why do they call it Delta?
Right. That's it. Got to be do something with the Greeks, because that's I was wondering why the new one is called Lambda, which is a Greek.
Oh
term.
Shit!
Yes.
Damn.
Right. Delta
wow
is. It is considered the fourth letter in the Greek alphabet, and the object is or object that's shaped like a triangle. So the Delta variant from India to America to the triangle. Where is it all touching? Europe, America, India.
And they shut down. No flights, no none of that. In or out.
That's my
India, as in countries like that having that shit. Yeah, man.
If they did, they purposely did it late. You know what I'm saying? If they did.
Nah, they ain't doing no shit like that, man. I can catch a flight right now to India. They ain't doing no shit like that, man. Nah, man, these countries wasn't affected, though. Y'all remember that. And all of a sudden, a lot of the so-called countries now, your United States government media is reporting that they are infected.
Right.
They didn't go through no COVID, none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Only those that believe,
right,
only those that your government had his hands in his pockets in other countries.
Right.
That's it.
They had to create this ramp up shit because they could not explain why some of those other countries. I lost my train of thought. Fuck. Never mind. It'll come back to me.
I said, okay, I'll start it over then. I said they had to, I said only the countries that the government. United States government had in their pockets.
Got it.
That believed
okay
it and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, now I remember.
Help.
I remember now. They had to have a cover story for why people were dying in the UK, in Australia, and other places, because those people's outlets were reporting that people who have taken the vaccine were dying. The people who have taken the second shot were dying. And that shit started to make its way over here on this side of the planet. And so this is, they had to have a cover story for that. And so I think this is why the variants came about and shit like this, and all that started being pushed. And then they say, oh, we got to blame it on the unvaccinated, because the stories coming out of the UK and from Sky News in Australia is that people who had been fully vaccinated were dying. So I saw an article maybe
three weeks ago. But that makes no sense. If you're vaccinated, you can't catch shit. you're immune.
Well, we know that's a lie. And they have to have a cover story to explain it.
Yeah, I know that's a lie. That's what I'm saying, man. Anybody
right.
believe that, man, y'all motherfucking done lost y'all goddamn mind with that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But they were dying
yeah.
by the thousands in Europe. And so they tried to the first time I seen the first cover story, they tried to chalk it up to, oh, but those people were 50 and over. So, oh, so their life don't mean shit. Oh, they're 50 and over, so, you know, that's why they were dying.
And who cover story was it? CNN or somebody?
I think maybe ABC News.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't believe shit with America News, man. You gotta take you gotta fucking have you some European friends, man. You gotta have your own boots on the ground. You can't believe these motherfuckers.
Real talk.
They extra lying with no facts, making up shit.
None.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, making up shit like a motherfucker, man. I know some Europeans, man. They ain't panicking.
Yeah, I got a couple, like, in Germany and other places, and them people are still over there in the streets. They're not talking about that here.
Yeah.
France.
The testing ground is certainly America.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The lying to see if it works. Lying about what's going on in heaven and shit, and goddamn, everybody believing it on earth. That type of bullshit.
Yeah.
Because you can't go there. Reporting fucking foreign fucking lies to these
right.
American dumb masses.
Yeah. But you said something about Haiti. Now you know their president was assassinated, right?
I didn't know that.
Just recently.
When?
Yeah, just recently.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Mm.
And so they found...
I was wondering why they don't... Why haven't they, still assassinate presidents? Thank you.
Right.
Like, yeah, because I was watching something on TV and they wanted to assassinate the president in a movie or some shit.
I want to show you the video why I think he got murdered. Vice reporting on Haiti. Because Haiti...
Just tell me why.
Well, Haiti was one of the few countries where they were doing no vaccination. They had very little to no COVID cases at all. So when... Vice News did this big story on how is Haiti being so-called the poorest nation in the world, how are they not having tens of thousands of hundreds of thousands of deaths? They had like a total maybe 20 cases, maybe one or two deaths, supposedly, right? So the president did a sit-down and a whole walkthrough of Haiti. And the president was breaking it down how they have a level of natural immunity based on other things they were taking because of the conditions were so poor, and they were taking this natural plant over there in Haiti.
Mm.
Yeah. And he was breaking it down. I mean, and then the president was just walking amongst the streets, and everybody was just posted out there having a good time and shit. As soon as they killed that man, the first thing that came out of Biden's mouth is getting you vaccines, Haiti. Fuck that their country is in a peril,
hey,
in upheaval.
What was the first thing came out of Biden's mouth?
We're sending vaccines to Haiti.
After the president died.
After he was murdered. They brought his wife here. They brought his wife here. She was shot. She survived. They brought her here to Miami. She's now back in that. They sent her home. Just some real interesting shit. And the people that they so-called captured for his assassination were private security, former Department of Defense and CIA contractors.
Mm.
So, yeah, they worked as contractors for both the Department of Defense and the CIA. A couple of American nationals or Haiti nationals who had dual citizenship. It's a lot to unpack, but I got a couple of videos that I definitely want to be able to share with you. One with, like I said, that president speaking about COVID, and the other one with a couple of Haitian women who are talking about what these countries have been really trying to get mining out of that country. And it's really interesting because it's like that vibranium shit, that real Wakanda shit, that mineral. And this, they say these women.
So they
ain't seen, okay,
so look, let me ask you this. So the person that, so the United States government wasn't interested, Neff, in who killed the president. It was interested in just bringing vaccines over to Haiti.
Right, right. Not to mention, you know, they don't have no, you know, their leader dead, the cabinet, is the government is in influx. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all that. Just get them vaccines there. Shock. They need them vaccines. Hurry
up
and get them
there. That's a motherfucker right there. 832-725. Come on in. You're on the Don Nicolione Show. The return of the Don Nicolione Show. Shout it. What up?
Don Nicolione.
What's up, Mr.
Taekwondo?
How you doing, baby?
What's up, baby? What's up, Neff? Great day, great day, great day.
Great day, what's
hey,
up?
We back, man. We back. Thanks for Neff. It's a mute button, man. Mute.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to get in this motherfucker so I can use this motherfucker Walmart scanner so I can scan one of these motherfuckers arm and see them numbers come up. Ooh-wee. Yeah.
What scanner you got? What are you talking about?
Oh. Okay, I got a video on my page where it was a lady at Walmart. She ended up scanning, you know what I'm saying, one of the coworkers' arm where they got shot at, and the motherfucking numbers came up. So I want to see for myself, you know what I'm saying,
what
the
number?
Shit go down, because I know it's a
what
whole,
huh? What number?
You know, the numbers come up when they go ahead and scan your arm where you got shot at, nigga, them numbers come up.
What does the number mean?
I don't know. I'm still trying to find out. I don't have that much time today until I go ahead and get off. But I'm going to figure it out and see what the fuck is going on. But I just want to go in and scan somebody real quick and see what's going on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, ooh-wee. But, yep, I got that shit on my motherfucking page, nigga.
You wildin'.
Yeah, like a motherfucker. Motherfuckers is being scanned like a motherfucker. The motherfucking numbers come up soon when they scan that shit. Boom. I got that shit right on my page right now. Motherfucker scanned her arm, and the motherfucking numbers came up. I was like, whoa. I'm finna do that shit soon when I come up in this motherfucker in an hour. I'm gonna go in and scan somebody
on,
and see
man.
What's
Let
going
go
on.
Like, damn
ooh,
page.
Shit.
Let me see what the hell. Is your Quincy on there? Is your Quincy?
Woo!
How you spell your name? Ty, how you spell your name? Oh, never mind. I saw you like... The show, hold on, there it is. Oh, yeah, you young Taekwondo, that's what it is. Okay.
Hell yeah, right, I'm waiting for the motherfucker to sit up there and talk some shit to me. I'm going to be like, oh, nope, okay, well, give me my check so I can go.
Hold on, yep, I'm about to play the little video real. Hold on, Sugar Pie, I'm going to play the little video real quick.
Okay.
And action.
Vaccine and y'all tried to stick a magnet to your arm and that. Hello? Any of y'all got the vaccine and y'all tried to stick a magnet to your arm and that shit's really legit and it does work? Go to Walmart and try to use their scanner on the arm that you got the shot in and see if it scans anything.
What she say? Don't laugh. Be quiet now because it mutes out.
No,
hold on, let me hear.
Y'all try to stick a magnet to your arm and that shit's really legit and it does work. Go to Walmart and try to use their scanner on the arm that you got the shot in and see if it scans anything.
99. 2 premium
free
mattresses for just
$3.99.
Okay.
Now here's my vaccinated arm.
What? No. No.
Do it again.
What?
No.
Dude.
Now this one.
They're calling it an ID. Didn't I fucking say that's what that COVID stands for? ID?
Yeah.
Nope. It's an ID. Hold on, y'all. Shit. If I let y'all see this shit, man, you too, listen here, man. If they take this show down again, if I show this fucking video and you two want to terminate El Cologne Radio, find me on Facebook, man. We'll figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. we'll figure out what we're going to do next around this bitch. Hold on. Let me, it's been a long time. Let me go to, I'm going to let you two see this shit. Screen capture, which one I need to do with it. So I said he's young Taekwondo, bam. Okay, it's been a long time, give me a minute, fit the screen, and let me wind it back, here we go. Look at this shit, YouTube.
Y'all got the vaccine and y'all tried to stick a magnet to your arm and that shit's really legit and it does work. go to Walmart and try to use their scanner on the arm that you got the shot in and see if it scans anything.
99.
Okay. Now here's my vaccinated arm.
What? No. No.
Do it again.
What?
No. Do that shit. No ID found.
No, this one.
You got to...
You see that shit? Did y'all see that shit? The left, the right arm, no ID found. The left arm, numbers popped up. God damn. Let's finish. It's 37 seconds, but it's a minute and 53 seconds. Scanning.
So I'm going to test this out, too, and I have not gotten vaccinated, but I know some people who have, so I bought this one.
This is not funny. This is, they have changed your electromagnetic field of your body.
Told you.
I don't think you really are understanding.
I've been told y'all motherfuckers that shit. Changing that electromagnetic field. You're back. Goddamn, you're your fucking slave, you and your fucking kids. But I told y'all that shit. Didn't I tell you? I gave y'all a heads up. What was that? Last year, goddamn, 2020?
Yo.
2020, I said, this what the fuck these motherfuckers? Yo, okay, let me finish. Let me stop getting excited, man. But there it is. You heard a little white girl. White won't, hey, if it ain't white, it ain't right, huh? Listen to it.
They have changed.
And they're right, Taekwondo. Shit, if it ain't white, it ain't right, right?
So I'm going to test this out, too, and I have not gotten vaccinated, but I know some people who have, so I bought this one.
This is not funny. This is, they have changed your electromagnetic field of your body. I don't think you really are understanding or understanding how serious this is. Now, every time they mess with the natural Earth electromagnetic field, which is called the corona around the Earth, people end up getting breathing problems. Keep in mind that virology was actually first introduced 26 years before the Spanish flu. Now, ask yourself, who were the majority of the people that died during the Spanish flu?
All right, that's it.
Wait a minute, man. All of a sudden, it's popped in my head. Hold on, Don. When Corona. Corona holes. Have y'all heard of corona holes?
Yeah, the sun got corona. The earth has corona. Yeah, that's all the magnetism, magnetic shit. Yep, electromagnetic. That's why I want you to grab that damn book and read it to them motherfuckers one more time.
I'm looking at it right now. I can't find my book.
But go ahead and tell me what you're about to say.
The corona holes of the sun. I had watched this brother, Zena know what I'm talking about. We watched it in the AP. This brother who you know, said he's had this enlightenment. He's been changed. He's, you know, he's been transformed. Anyway, you know, so he like, you know, he speak with the elders. You know, he say he walk and talk with the fucking elders and all that stuff on high. And he was talking about the corona holes and saying how we are connected to those portals that open within the sun, hence the people, children of the sun. And he was saying that there will come a time where we'll be able to travel through those corona holes.
Yep.
You know,
I know the one
and
y'all talking about. I told y'all to watch it, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Your name's
so,
Damien.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So how are we protected by going through those corona holes? Through our magnetic grids.
Electromagnetic, your field, magnetism,
to be able to go into those other galaxies, man. Yeah,
That's in the holy tablets that came out before that nigga was born.
That's right.
The fuck?
I'm trying to find it. Let me get to it. I need my book.
Your
my
future
book.
Is in the holy goddamn tablets, man.
You know it.
And you're now. So, yeah, Cause this man, look, remember, look, we got 90 seconds. We're going into overtime. If you can't call in, still listen to the damn show. If you want to make a comment, you don't have to. I forgot how this shit go. I ain't did this shit so long in overtime. What am I supposed to say after overtime? shit, fuck it. We in overtime.
Give them the call in number, Don. Give them the call in number.
I don't fucking know the call in number, man. I ain't say that number so goddamn long. You got 90, you got 30 seconds now. 4255695524, motherfuckers. Goddamn it. And we streaming live in the after party and still on YouTube. You call, drop, take your ass to El Cologne Radio and type in, chop it up with us there, whatever like that. All that fucking bullshit, man. I'm fucking tired, man. Shit, give me instructions.
Hell yeah, right, I'm finna go up in this motherfucker and scam me somebody real quick.
So, that
man,
scam part, I put a,
she didn't
I
say
a,
go to Walmart and scam people. She said use their scanner. The barcode scanner. It's a barcode. Yeah.
Yep.
So if you use the barcode scanner, it should pop up. That was the first lesson. Was the barcode scanner. You know, when they scan groceries and shit, that's a fucking barcode. That's the chip.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then the other chick went and bought a fucking scanner. And then, of course, the nurses and all them motherfuckers, the other little part showed nurses was getting, you know what I'm saying, scanned into and shit. So she's saying if you got the vaccine, go to Walmart and use their scanner and scan it on your arm that you got the shot in. Yeah. You hear me, Ty?
Yep. I'm up in
yeah.
here right now.
And you got a scanner
now? About to clock in real quick. No, I'm about to clock in real quick. And see
and,
what's going
and,
on because, you know, we got scanners on the floor.
And shit. Ask your
you know it. You
shit.
Already
you been,
know.
Put your arm. Let's scan. Let's see.
All
yeah,
these motherfuckers ain't got this motherfucking shit up here. They got
these
it.
Motherfuckers been tagged, man. No ID
mm-hmm.
found. Try my other arm. Numbers. That's some
check out that MIT article
mark,
I put on there for
the mark of the fucking beast. I said it was the mark of the fucking beast.
Yep.
Wait until they activate that mark. That's how you'll be paying for everything with your motherfucking arm.
Mm-hmm. Yep, 2 years, they'll be dead.
Once they activate it and shit. That's
mm-hmm.
some foul-ass shit there. Some TV, movie.
That's why I'm
shit
waiting for them motherfuckers to tell me some shit. Well, I can be like, okay, well, give me my check so I can go. Nigga, just because it's your time to go, that don't mean it's mine.
God damn, man. That's some shit, yeah. This video, motherfucker, man, it ain't but a minute long, man. That shit, dog, goddamn. Damn. And it's in the Bible. No. These niggas are barcodes now, man.
Yep, Helios, the sun book.
Goddamn barcodes. They don't barcode it, yep. Motherfucker. Finally, it's here. And they used it by
okay.
way of a pandemic.
I found it, Don. The
okay.
tablet's about the electromagnetic.
Okay. Let me see if I can pull up the whole tablet and you just tell me the chapter and all that type of shit.
Okay.
Let me see. Holy. I ain't did this shit in so long. I ain't used a computer, boy. Hold on. I spell tablet. It's been a long fucking time.
I didn't even know.
Holy fucking tablets. Let me see. Fuck, I find the holy tablets at online. There it is, bam. All right, it was chapter 6, ain't it?
Chapter 6, yes.
What
tablet,
chapter?
15. And it begins
what
at...
What give me the page number. 725
sure.
or something.
634.
Oh, 634. Verse 145, though, is the verse, right?
Yep, it says, yeah, the light renders the Illumini. That's where it starts.
All right, start there, yeah. Y'all take your time now. I need y'all to listen to this shit. Don't get distracted. If your phone ring, don't answer it, motherfuckers. This is life-saving shit right here. This is anti-corona, motherfucker. It's going to help you stay alive.
Ready?
Yes.
All right. All right. The light renders the Illumini a member of the Illuminati. But a new light other than the fire is here. The keys to future illuminaries are called the Ancient and Mystic Order of Melchizedek, or electromagnetic forces. These forces.
Write that down. A new light is electromagnetic forces. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. I'll repeat that. The keys to future illuminaries.
No, you don't have to. Fuck that future illuminary key ass shit. He's just trying to sell us to join the Ancient Mystic Order of Melchizedek.
It's important.
He just want $19 enrollment.
These forces affect the rhythms of life and the appearance and extinction of a species within the Earth's magnetic field. The higher evolution will give a better understanding of how electric forces alter biological rhythms.
Do that again, 148. Do that one more time.
All right. The higher evolution will give a better understanding of how electric forces alter biological rhythms. This will allow atomites in this consciousness time zone to receive whole light beings.
Which is what they interrupted. Let me stop right there. Which is what they want to, who will give instructions of the next ordering of evolution in our universe. But let me stop right there, okay? Because this will allow you in this consciousness time zone to receive whole light beings who will give instructions of the next ordering of evolution. Now, remember our dude Parsa? The case Parsa? Everybody was being sued. Everybody was taken to court. What was dealing with that AI and them chips and the jabs and shit? What did they wanted to do? To alter your reality, number one, alter your thoughts and intercept messages. What does the messages got anything to do with it? The message got something to do with it simply because you're talking about RNA, okay? RNA is the messenger DNA, the messenger.
There it is.
Right? So once you get that shot and shit, you know what I'm saying, you'll get a whole different type of message. That goes right back to Parsa lawsuit when we was reading that shit. Parsa, remember when Parsa was saying that it interrupts your whole biological rhythm. It interrupts all that shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's what they put in them damn people, the nanobites, the chips, all that type of shit to alter their reality, their thoughts, and also tell them what to do. So it's going to come a time now where every once they activate them chips in their ass, they're going to tell them to kill each other.
Absolutely.
They're going to tell them to kill each other, kill your baby, eat your baby, do all this crazy-ass shit. Because AI is now taking over these people's bodies.
Right. That's what
artificial intelligence. Now, let's go back to the higher evolution.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Yeah, this will allow atomites.
All right. This will allow atomites in this consciousness time zone to receive whole light beings who will give instruction of the next ordering of the evolution in our universe. And just real quick, and that's what they're calling this AI, this new thing, they're calling it the fourth industrial revolution, which in course they
Jesus
know because the
out.
Beings are evoluting. So they have to bring on the artificial one.
Yep.
Because this is about freedom. Right?
Yep. Let them know.
This is about freedom. When you get your whole light being, when you receive those whole light messages, this is what brings about the freedom because we get higher intellect. And you got your own, if you have your higher intellect, you cannot be controlled. So they have to spring it with an artificial fourth revolution of technology, AI, like Don said, to control people. That's what Westworld is showing us now in this new season of Westworld. They want to be able to control the chaos. It's controlled chaos. You want to be able to control these people.
Yep.
Because it's for their own good, so to speak. Yeah.
Let go.
A new source of light is now reaching our solar system and interpenetrating Earth's magnetic field, altering the biological rhythms. Its colors.
Now. You skipped the whole goddamn three verses. Yeah.
Oh, I sure did. Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
150.
So go back to 149.
Okay.
I was anxious to get to the real meat and potatoes. Let's go.
All right.
149. All right. One more time.
Okay. This will allow Adamites in this consciousness time zone to receive whole light beings who will give instruction of the next ordering of evolution in our universe. The key speaks of how the Earth species has a direct line arc.
Light.
The direct, excuse me, did I say line? Thank you. The direct light arc. This direct light, yeah. The key speaks of how the Earth species has a direct light arc. This direct light focus, which controls its biological rhythms.
Every species has, on what is called Earth, every species has a direct light arc. Now, tell us what happens.
Enocytes will soon learn
this direct light arc. Let us know about that again.
All right.
What does this direct light arc focus on?
Yes. This direct light focus, which controls its biological rhythms.
Naturally controls our biological rhythms. I don't know if anybody ever played around with biological rhythm readings. If you have not, I suggest you to do so. They have like, you know, has like you have astrology readings and shit like that now. It's also biological rhythms.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And it's all dealing with light arcs and shit. I'll give you a page that does it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
And the little goddamn computer, little fucking sites and shit.
Right.
That reads your biological rhythms. Yeah. So now we know that this light arc that all species possess.
Direct light. And it too.
Direct light arc, yeah, and it focuses, it controls our biological rhythms. Let's go.
Enocytes will soon learn that this light system is not directly dependent upon the solar magnetic field to regenerate their biological rhythms. That's
a new light. It's no longer solar, it's electro. Let's go, you'll see it.
A new
not solar biology.
Light. A new source of light is now reaching our solar system and interpenetrating Earth's magnetic field, altering the biological rhythms. Its color is emerald green light, contrary to the amber red light. This is forcing the species to leave behind its old time cell of perception. Sorry, hold on a second. A lot of pictures. Hold on a second.
Me too.
Pictures.
Old time cell on
the
physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual levels. So you're leaving your old, this new light, emerald green light, electrifying, electromagnetic now. You'll be leaving behind your old time cell on the physical, the emotional, the mental, and spiritual levels.
This must take place before the species can go into a new time cell of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
As the arcs of light begin to change, a different light force is beginning to work with the electromagnetic forces.
Mm-hmm.
This is causing the magnetic fields of the brain cavity to be sufficiently raised to a higher
mental frequency. You see that shit?
Mm. Yes.
The brain cavity. The magnetic brain cavity, man. You better tell these motherfuckers.
Yes.
We're the chosen ones. I'm telling you that.
Come on now. See, what
they
ain't telling these people about these mRNA, these spike proteins, I was listening to the creator of this thing, who happens to be against all the shit that's happening. That injection site, it don't just stay there. It is made to go throughout the entire bloodstream, including your brain. Spike proteins are literally, he said, daggers. They're puncture. So they're puncturing, like, all these, like, your vital organs, shitting your brain. It's causing all kind of destruction. Some people will have an immediate effect. Some it'll take years. But it'll have a negative effect. Now, he just said it's dangerous.
All right, what's happening next?
All right. This is causing the magnetic fields of the brain cavity to be sufficiently raised to a higher mental frequency, allowing the enocytes to receive whole light beings upon the reinsertion of the pituitary gland and the reactivation of the supreme melanin.
Who they going after? You.
Melanin. Mm-hmm. Melanites. It has previously been thought that the light forces of the Earth's magnetic field control the rhythms of life of all biological species, and all living cells need only the light of our own portion of the electromagnetic spectrum to survive. Enocytes, I lost my place.
Enocytes will have the brain. So the enocytes will have the brain of an electromagnetic computer. That's what they're preventing. You will have the brain. You will have the brain of an electromagnetic computer. Remember, I told you, fucktards, that your brain is already a computer. That's what your brain is. It's a computer. That's why we say you have to deprogram. You have to defrag. You have to fucking restart, reboot that bitch, delete some files and all that type of shit. Yeah. Well, your brain is a computer. That's why it also has an Ethernet or ether communication. An etheric cord connected to it. Your brain is also a receiver. It can be Bluetooth. You understand? It's wireless, but it also can be hacked. So your brain is operating on, at one time, solar biology. Now it's electromagnetic. Okay? If you made that transition already, that shift. All right, so Enocytes will have the brain of an electromagnetic computer and will be forced to adapt to an enlarged electromagnetic spectrum. Now, let me stop there. Sounds crazy, right? Well, what they're doing now is connecting. Remember, Neff? They were connecting with the test up your fucking nose. It was a magnetic strip. A beacon, right? And it's supposed to upload you, and it will upload those people who took the test first up their nose and shit. And that is the magnetic beacon. And
right.
What we say, it will load you up to a whole nother fucking computer, which they want to call the cloud. So it's two types of computers going on. You have the computer how, the beast, this big-ass huge fucking computer, that they hooking motherfuckers up by way of the magnetic strip up their goddamn nose into their brain cavity. And then then there's the other side, just like Zena is making mention of, that's the Luciferian side. And the other side is the electromagnetic computer. This what will happen to you once you are hooked up to the electromagnetic computer. All right, either way, so it's two sides to this shit, two computers, right, two lights, the amber light and the green light, you know what I'm saying? Y'all should already know what they're trying to do to these people, turn them into fucking robots and slaves, but we keep reading.
Right.
The other computer actually frees your motherfucking ass, okay, the brain, you know what I'm saying? So the new electromagnetic frequency is an astrobiological threshold by itself. Your son, by virtue of being a variable star, will be seen as having great limitations for future evolutions. This will be seen by a visible exchange of the solar polarity fields and by the magnetic mapping of inner solar magnetic lines rotating faster than the surface of the sun. These changes will also affect the rotation of Saturn. This will be seen as a periodic effect, which will be noticed in the activity of the band of Saturn called what? It's rings. I've been told y'all that. Told y'all that 2 years ago. I said scientists have said that what? Saturn looks like it's losing its rings. And what did I say? We are in chapter 6 of the human fucking beast chapter right the fuck now. Remember I said that?
Yes, I do.
And right after I said that, COVID hit. Right after that, everybody getting a damn stick up their fucking nose to bust the magnetic field to get that damn, to get the opposite of an electroproton electron to intercept whole light, man. I fucking goddamn follow the yellow brick fucking road. God damn. Follow this shit. Then I fucking said that. Then I said that. And look at this shit. Did you see the video I posted, baby? I played again. Give me a second, courtesy of Taekwondo. So what happens? Scientists have said, what? Saturn's lost his rings. Saturn looks like it loses his rings. But what does this say? Boy, them holy tablets, motherfucker, is a map by itself. Fuck a treasure map. This will change. These changes will also affect the rotation of Saturn. This will be seen as a periodic effect, which will be noticed in the activity of the band of Saturn called its rings. It'll sped up so fast they can't even see it, scientists. The rings now. These changes are the result of a new biological light that controls being introduced by the new administrative order in conjunction with the Council of Non-Ether. These changes are necessary to prepare our mortal evolution to overlap with whole light beings of advanced creation in the evoluting of new astro mutations. New astro mutations will take place where new magnetic lines bring about the balances in the energy coupling from a proton-electron-proton grid to an electron-proton-electron grid. That's what they're stopping. Here, the bioenergy field of the body inherits a new electron and positron pair, and the blood circulatory system inherits new magnetic lines of force. See that? The ionized field around the blood cells loses its proton-electron-proton relationship to a new electron-proton-electron field as the life form is moved into the next phase of the electrospectrum. I'll do it again. The ionized field around the blood cell loses its proton-electron-proton relationship to a new electron-proton-electron field as the life form is moved into the next phase of the electromagnetic spectrum. So in other words, you will be able to participate in higher evolutionary worlds because your hemoglobin chain will shift with his phylogenetic tree to a new system of balance whereby a singular group. So in order for you to work with the next electron orbital level of the universal mind, your molecular density